If you leave me, I won't miss you, and I won't ever take you back.
It is Thursday, December 12th, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. Very, very thankful to be here. Very thankful to all of you, the listeners and viewers. Very thankful to this great crew. And boy, do we have a transmission lined up for you today. The big news, it's a Drudge siren right now. McConnell will not move to acquit Trump if he's impeached. Again, McConnell will move to acquit Trump if he is impeached, not merely dismiss charges, two Republican senators say. What does that mean? Well, it's important. We're going to break it down after this intro to a very important documentary film that I ended up watching yesterday. Well, I don't just think it's important because I'm in it. I think it's important because it really nails it. And everybody I've seen that's commented on YouTube has said that. It's got a 99% positive rating last time I looked at it last night. And it's titled How Google Took Over the World. It's posted to Infowars.com right now. Here it is.
Since the beginning of time, stories have been told of the hero's journey. But before the hero and before the journey, it all starts with one dude.
Liberty is rising. You understand how good it feels out here right now? You understand how high I am off being out here? This feels awesome. This is what it is to be alive, like our ancestors running around and stuff a lot colder than this, taking animals down and hauling them back to the women with big fires in the caves. Rah, yeah, living. I'm out here bathing in the night. Forest bathing yesterday. This is what it's all about. I don't need drugs.
But this wasn't your typical run-of-the-mill dude, reading all the headlines like all the words were written in stone. This was Alex Jones, the most dangerous man on the internet. A man that journalists thought was so dangerous that it was in our best interest that he be silenced.
I'm talking about Alex Jones. He is the founder of InfoWars, and he is now feeling the heat himself. YouTube, Facebook, and Apple all announcing they're removing his content from their platforms. With me now, CNN Money's senior media reporter, Oliver Darcy. And you were just saying to me, you were surprised that they took this kind of action so swiftly.
Yeah, this happened very quickly over the past 24 hours. We've seen throughout the day, actually, tech platforms just basically remove Alex Jones from their websites.
Obviously, what he spews is hate, and it's abhorrent.
The problem with silencing someone like Alex is that the idea of him never goes away. It becomes cemented in history, and a legend is born.
You'll never, never defeat the human spirit! You'll never defeat God! You'll never win! Never! Ever! Never! Ever! Never! Ever! I'm willing to do whatever it takes to stop you. And I hate your stinking guts. I can smell you from a thousand miles away. You think you're strong. You think you're scary. God's wrath coming for you. The reason the enemy's so mad is he knows he's a loser. You're dead as a doornail, dead as a rotting corpse at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. The reason they want to tear everything up and crap all over everything is they know they already failed, and they know they're ugly losers. And this is where we get tested. So rejoice to God Almighty for this animated contest of liberty.
After being shut down, Alex decided it was time to go to Washington and face down those responsible and warn the American people.
You are incredibly shameful now.
How are you doing, Alex?
You're just a, look at you, you are literally an anti-American, anti-free speech coward. Just look at this guy's eyes. That is who will ruin your life. He's even more evil looking in person.
Something to think about the decisions that you made.
You can shut everyone down on Earth. No one will like you. You understand that? You'll never have billions and billions of fans and followers. You'll never have people that love you. Just look in those eyes. The hunger to silence America. The hunger to extinguish the First Amendment.
You found it. The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
desperate, some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth.
It is Thursday, December 12th, 2019. I am your host, Alex Jones. And wow, Owen Schroyer did an incredible job on Monday in the Judiciary Committee in the House, pointing out that it's all a kangaroo court, that the real treason, the real crime is being committed by the deep state. Even constitutional law professors like Turley told him that to their face the Friday before Owen was there. Well, the footage of the Hershey rally the next day, and then all the things that Owen and the crew have done since then in Times Square last night and live right now is just incredible. So we're going to add all those live feeds to the live feed of the show that is posted at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. But it's been amazing. And some of the run-ins with Antifa that happened and people physically attacking Owen. We're going to get to all of it at the bottom of the hour. But Owen Schroyer, I saw a headline out over the weekend and out this week saying Owen Schroyer is on fire. And that is absolutely true. And the corporate media is on fire lying about what Owen and, of course, Will Johnson and others are doing a great job as well on the robe of Millie Weaver, Caitlin Bennett, and others on the InfoWar crew, shaking it up everywhere, getting the message of liberty out. So I want to thank the listeners for all their support to the mothership and what we do here on air, because that's how it's all possible. Well, there is a Drudge siren, and those are a rarity, and I always agree when Drudge, when he has a siren, that he only does it when something's really important, and this is a big deal. Just came out in the last 15 minutes. A lot of people are asking, why is it important? Well, McConnell's plan to acquit Trump at trial. They're not just going to have a 51 vote up or down, which the Senate could do to fully reject the indictment that is set to be passed out of the House illegally. They've done the whole thing illegally, according to the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Robert's Rules, common sense. It's been a huge abuse of power. Textbook, they should all be impeached. There actually are procedures to impeach members of the House, but the Democrats have a majority. They're not going to impeach themselves. So we're seeing real tyranny on parade. Will voters reject this? Yes. The problem is Democrats are going for broke and engaged in massive election fraud and have people voting in the names of millions of dead citizens. That's all confirmed. Judicial Watch this year got documents in California confirming 3 million people voted illegally alone there in the 2018 midterms, even more for Hillary. So Trump is going to have a landslide, but there is a tidal wave of election fraud that may counter that landslide. And so you can ask yourself, is it good that McConnell is going to allow a full fiasco trial to counter the lies that we've seen in the House? And Trump says if there's a trial, he wants a long one so that all of his witnesses have time to speak and so they have time to call Steele and Strzok and Page and McCabe and Adam Schiff and all the rest of them and put them on the hot seat, something they've been dodging. Well, McConnell says, no, we're going to have a quick trial, but then we've got the votes to acquit the president and say he's completely innocent. Well, that's great. But do citizens know what an acquittal vote even means compared to seeing the testimony? So I get why the president wants a longer trial. It's very dangerous, though, because they're going to spring during a longer, say, week-long trial, two-week-long trial. It could take 3 weeks to bring all this out, but they're calling a long trial a week. McConnell's talking about a day or two of testimony and then fully acquitting the president, which is very easy to do. There's no evidence of even quid pro quo, which is not illegal if it's being done in the interest of the country. Presidents all the time say, we'll give you this, you give us that. And that's the nature of the executive branch. But he didn't even do that because they've so paralyzed the president. He's on the phone, no quid pro quo, no quid pro quo, knowing he's being recorded when he simply is following the law saying if we give aid to Ukraine, they've got to fight corruption. And you know, if he hadn't said that, they'd have said he was giving aid without fighting corruption with those provisos and stipulations. So the president is in a minefield. He's completely surrounded. And that's what came out in the IG report. And I got to say, the report was a whitewash, but it's got a lot of important pieces of information in it. It whitewashed in its conclusion, saying that the deep state was okay in starting the election investigation and that, yeah, mistakes were made, but that it's not criminal. But then under oath, Horowitz said they criminally investigated, they lied to get the investigation going, and they did so many other things that were illegal. And that's why CNN and MSNBC did not carry any of it live after months of carrying the fake impeachment garbage and weeks carrying the gabble-to-gabble hearings. No coverage on CNN or MSNBC of Horowitz. So I was live when he was on air. We got a lot of the clips, but last night I went and probably watched 2 hours of it and was a different Horowitz than we saw in the report. And now you've got Barr and Durham saying it's criminal investigations, more is coming. They disagree with the report. Now we actually might see something, because if they were going to put it to bed, they'd put it to bed with this IG report. They are not putting it to bed. Trump's demanding action. And I've got a gut feeling that I didn't have before. You know, I was right about the IG report, but I have a gut feeling things have changed now. The globalists had a deal to back off. They haven't backed off. And because of this impeachment, that behind-the-scenes deal of detente is over. The diplomatic stuff is gone out the window, and we're seeing a real war inside the deep state itself, which is now out in the open. So this is a huge, huge development. And going back to McConnell, we'll move to acquit Trump if he's impeached, not merely dismiss charges, two Republican senators say. And that's what he's already signaled this, so I don't just believe CNN. I believe it because that's what McConnell's already basically said in the last couple months. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is expected to hold a final vote to acquit President Trump should he be impeached when a majority of senators believe his trial has run its course, instead of holding a vote on dismissing the articles of impeachment. So instead of just out of hand dismissing it, which they should do because it's so illegitimate and so fraudulently done, they're going to allow the trial, I guess because Trump wants one, but not have it be too long. Two Republican senators told CNN today Republicans want to have a vote on acquittal to clear the president on charges against him, not simply rely on 51% vote threshold procedural motion to dismiss the hotly disputed case. Again, you could argue this on either side because they'll say, oh, the Senate didn't hear the evidence. They just kicked it back. When you have a fiasco trial, a fiasco event in the House, they already had a show trial. They're not supposed to have that in the House. Already rigged their witnesses, already had three or four dress rehearsals, wouldn't let the Republicans call the witnesses they want. You reject it out of hand because it's a fraud and you don't have the trial, because the indictment is a scam. Fruit of the poison tree. That's common law. Don't need a lawyer to tell me that. That's a fact. But you saw me saying that weeks ago. Then you saw Turley and others saying the exact same things I said to their faces. This is on its face illegal. Absolutely a travesty. And they should not have a trial, period. You heard it from me. That's my view. I'm sure it's going to be very embarrassing for the Democrats. And Trump wants his pound of flesh. He wants to drag them in there. But I'm telling you, it's a trap, because they're going to spring. He raped women. That'll be made up. N-word stuff's going to be sprung. That'll be made up. The corporate media has absolutely gone into overdrive and deception. I mean, they're saying stuff about me that is totally false, completely made up, off the charts insane, and about Owen Schroyer. They said Owen, in the hearing, said we're going to hang Obama. He didn't talk about Obama. But that, they said he's a white supremacist because he wore a tailored suit. Unbelievable.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
As we speak, Owen Schroyer is in New York City in Times Square last night, today, and right now. He is bullhorning the New York Times Globalist Organized Crime Propaganda Center. Here's Owen Schroyer.
Merry Christmas from Infowars.com. This is just a friendly reminder. When you're gathered with your loved ones over this Christmas holiday, remember that Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Merry Christmas.
And again, that was a clip from last night. Here is Owen live right now in front of the New York Times.
They can't dominate. They want to dominate you, and they want to silence free speech. But guaranteed, when the New York Times and its billionaire owner from a different country shut down the free speech rights in America, the New York Times will shut down next. That's what happens under communism. That's why people flee communist countries to come to the United States of America, many of which work inside the New York Times.
And again, earlier I was watching it. It was super HD, totally clear, but that's the issue with connection. So as soon as it goes back, we will go back to Owen, and then we're going to download the HD of that and have that for you. But that's going on in front of the New York Times in New York City right now. In fact, spontaneously, if you live in New York and you're watching or listening, or you have friends and family in New York, tell them, go to the New York Times themselves and protest. In fact, let's organize a protest today from 5 to 7 Eastern. We'll cover it live during The War Room, his show today with Savannah Hernandez, sitting in and doing a fabulous job. And I'll be part of that as well. You know, I broadcast till 10 p.m. on Tuesday night with Owen on the road with Savannah and Dew and the rest of the crew. And we're going to do it again tonight, The War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. right through. We're going to extend that out, and we're going to have a demonstration against fake news and censorship. Because the New York Times quarterbacks with CNN taking people off of the internet. There's an excellent documentary posted at band.video as the featured video, but also posted at Infowars.com on the front page, how Google took over the world. And now we're going to stop them. So that also gives the story of this and the huge awakening and what is unfolding. So we'll get you more of Owen when we come back in the next segment, one way or another. Now, let's go ahead, ladies and gentlemen, and tell you what's on the plate here. I am very sure of what's going on. And what's going on is absolute complete chaos and pandemonium in D.C. A melee, a fire drill. People running in all directions. Panic. Because Trump is disrupting, like a wrecking ball, the swamp. And they're trying to threaten everybody around Trump to turn against him and lie about him. And most people do. But Trump is not backing down and is exposing them. And he's rallying the American people to do it. And so, yeah, the swamp was able to get that fake IG report out, but then under oath, Horowitz spilt his guts and admitted the whole thing was criminal. Horowitz admits FBI engaged in, quote, illegal surveillance of the Trump campaign and lied about it to get warrants. IG Horowitz admits FISA warrants based entirely on debunked Steele dossier. They're talking about the FBI at the top being corrupt, being Soviet style, being oppressive. I mean, that's going on. And then you've got what Durham is saying and what Barr is saying. If they were whitewashing, they would have all this go away now. But no. Durham says they found criminal activity. He says they disagree with the report. And so what you saw from Horowitz was the realization that they're probably going to go down, that the globalists are losing. And so you see him jumping ship in that committee hearing with whatever's gone on the last few weeks, because this report was written a month ago, Durham says. So whatever's happened the last month, the fake impeachment, the impeachment backfiring, See, a month ago, there was all the hysteria still. Oh, Ukraine, it's over. There's a consensus. He got caught, quid pro quo. But he released that transcript and destroyed them. And now the wheels have really come off. And now they are floundering. And now they are getting their ass handed to them. The only question is, will Durham and Barr and Trump press the attack and have enough people to get in there and start getting those indictments public? Because as soon as a few of these criminals get indicted, they're going to sing like canaries and the whole house of cards is going to go down. But in this dangerous panic point in the deep state, they better hurry up and get the job done and not gloat over these people. Because if you gloat like a supervillain does, archetypally, that's when you lose. We need no gloating, no waiting. Strike, strike, strike at the throat. Strike now, strike hard, strike repeatedly. Attack now, now, now. Release the Kraken. Cry havoc and loose the dogs of war, to quote Shakespeare. It has already happened. These people are in full attack mode against the U.S. Total fake news, total race war, total open borders, total fentanyl chemical attacks. We're in a state of war. Let's stop denying it. And either the good elements of the government and the people stand with them, and we either start cutting the head off the snake, or we just let things go into insane land, because you've seen the Democrats and they're on so many drugs. And I tell people that work in Congress, they just say, you don't understand. Nancy Pelosi pops Adderall and Prozac type drugs like they're candy, like they're Tic Tacs, okay? Remember that video and photo of Harvey Weinstein on a plane in front of people? He opens a suitcase and starts popping enough pills to kill a horse? They're out of their minds. You know, you can be the best Christian around and love God and love your children. You take a bunch of speed or you take some acid, you might kill your kids, man. These people are demonic because the Bible says it and studies show it. You take pharmakia, these type of drugs, it opens you up to the lower part of the brain. If you say that's science, or those of us that know and the dark matter science is out, that is all this stuff around us, much more powerful than even the dimension we're in. And it influences and comes through when you lower, and they've now scientifically proven what the ancients said, your vibrations, your energy level. Just covering these people lowers mine. I can't stand it. But it's got to be done. Got to plug into the matrix. Got to go up against them. Because they are the matrix. They have the false system. They live in the two-dimensional system of Satan. We have to break out of that, stay in the third, and go to the next level. And that's what all the math and all the science shows, and they know it, and they want to take us with them, but they're not going to be able to. So that's just some of what's coming up. Oh my goodness, it's an incredible time to be alive. I mean, this country's fighting for its life. I'm going to say it again. It's fighting. We're not asleep anymore with these vampires bleeding us off. We're on our legs. And we're swinging our fists, and they're scared because our blows are connecting, and bone is shattering.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself and hide out in the cellar. By now the fighting will be close at hand.
All right, we've got several guests today, one of them in studio. We have got so much news to cover. We have gun registration and confiscation beginning in Virginia. It is really getting real right now. We have worldwide desecration of churches and worldwide desecration of Christ and Christmas. There is just so much to get to. Massive attacks on free speech. But humanity is striking back. Now, Owen Schroyer, the feed is live at InfoWars.com on the front page with the headline, Armored Vehicle Bullhorns New York Times Headquarters. And you can see that feed if you'd like to tune over to that. We're going to be playing some of it. And then the HD is going to be uploaded very, very soon, and we will have it. But it's dramatic. It's powerful. And what Owen is saying is amazing. And what's great about it is when we have that armored vehicle, people have seen monster trucks. People have seen women in bikinis. People have seen airplanes dragging banners behind them. But everybody, when they see an armored vehicle that looks like something out of Hunger Games, with big American flags behind it and a message coming from it, it's dramatic. Everybody puts it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Every time we go out, it gets millions of views conservatively. And then our message gets tagged on and carried through. So some listeners, a minority of them, I've seen the comments like, what are you doing, Mr. Richie guy, saying you need money, but you bought yourself a fancy car? Absolutely. We spent $200,000+ last election on airplanes around the country towing banners. We didn't do it because it was fun to rent an airplane or pay for the $1,000, you know, color banners. We did it to get Trump elected and get the word out. And I know the general audience gets that. It's just that I've got a lot of other tricks up my sleeve if we have the capital to do it. Quite frankly, I would get two trucks to have them always out around the United States, and even more reporters. We're trying to hire 6 or 7 more people, more crew, more reporters right now. We've got Savannah Hernandez here covering for Owen, while Will Johnson and Owen and Millie Weaver and Caitlin Bennett with crews, they all have at least 2-person crews that we pay for, are out there in the field kicking major booty. So I want to commend and thank all the listeners for that. I'm going to get into all this news, but speaking of the ongoing attacks, just during the break, I went and got a delicious cup, my second cup of the day. It's really strong. I shouldn't do this because all work and no play makes Jack a really aggressive boy, and the coffee adds to it. But Wake Up America coffee that everybody loves, highest rated from the Chiapas Mountains. It's beyond Mexican coffee, beyond Guatemalan coffee. It's the best coffee in the world. It's right on the border between the two countries in those rainforests. Hand-selected. It's beyond organic. It's hand-picked, wild-crafted. Wake Up America coffee. People are blown away by how good it is. Same stuff sold in Whole Foods under another name for $30 for the same size container. Yes, folks. We've been selling it 10 years, never raised the price. $19.95 for that big old bag, 99% reviews, 598 reviews, 4.9 stars. Don't lie on third-party sites. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Get it auto-delivered to you, so don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months. You can click out to 9 months whenever you want the new order coming in, from 15 days up to 9 months. The Patriot blend, medium roast, only has a 98% out of 814 reviews. It's not as popular. Anyways, I was in there and I saw this happening with another congressman, another Democrat, Ed Deutsch up there that's always lying about me, runs from me in Congress. Now the other congressmen start going, Fiona Hill, and he goes to the list. These are all appointees. These are all Republicans. These are all people that support Trump that turned against him. No. McMaster, Rince Priebus, and Mr. Bannon opened the floodgates up as a boarding party and brought in all the Soros people, and Trump believed him. I personally warned Trump, not about Bannon, I didn't know about that at the time, but about McMaster and Priebus and Fiona Hill. So did Roger. And Roger's facing prison for it. That's why they're pissed. Roger went and met with Trump. I'm going to leave it at that. And specifically said, listen, you better get rid of these Soros people. And I'm going to leave it at that. You saw the articles we published, and we didn't want to rock things in the White House. We didn't want to be trying to cause disruptions. We weren't trying to grasp for power and get into the White House. We got Trump there. He lives in Florida. I live in Texas. We you know, he's been in D.C. He doesn't want to be there. He hates it. But we got targeted because we were faithful Americans to you, to ourselves, to the president, and most importantly, to God. And that's why they're after us, folks, because we went and searched who these people were. We're like, my God, she's a top New World Order. She heads up his main foundation. But when they're in Congress, they act like, these are all his people. He appointed them. No. That's like saying the big bad wolf dressed up like Granny. So, you know, it's okay if he eats a little Red Riding Hood. But this is the tactic they're using. Here it is.
Thank the distinguished gentleman from Florida. There were 12.
It's my time. I'd be happy to yield to the gentleman from New York.
Thank the distinguished gentlelady from California. There were 12 fact witnesses who testified during the Intel hearing. 12. And we don't hear a thing about those witnesses from my colleagues on the other
because
side.
Because it was
of the
all
aisle.
Secret and they're all globalists.
Those witnesses were not political operatives. They were patriots. In fact, they were Trump appointees. Ambassador Taylor, Trump appointee.
Prince Valiant.
Ambassador Sondland, Trump appointee.
Prince Valiant.
Dr. Fiona Hill, Trump appointee.
Prince
Jennifer
Valiant.
Williams, Trump appointee. Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, Trump appointee. Ambassador Volker, Trump appointee. They all confirmed that Donald Trump pressured a foreign government to target an American citizen for political gain and at the same time withheld, without justification, $391 million in military aid, undermining America's national security. Let's just look at Ambassador Volker's testimony. He testified about the issue of raising the 2016 elections of Vice President Biden, all these things that I consider to be conspiracy theories. What was his response? It was pretty simple. Quote, I think the allegations against Vice President Biden are self-serving and not credible.
Oh, boy, that's enough of that. So that's all they've got is a bunch of people saying, I felt like we were withholding aid if we didn't investigate corruption. The damn law says that. But at first, they kind of tricked Trump into, well, maybe doing my job and following the law and what I was advised by the State Department was wrong. So we'll say it is a quid pro quo. What do you think foreign aid is? You think we just give them billions of dollars for no reason? We do it so they do what we say for our interest. And, you know, Rand Paul's right. We need to stop the foreign aid. Because it all goes to prop up the global government, not our own country. And it turns us into an imperial system. We should be trading with people. We already have the most advanced technology. Already have some of the smartest people in the world. Freedom's what made us great. Not exporting devalued dollars. That's another reason our dollar is so devalued is it's been used as a world reserve currency. And once China and others got on board and devalued their currencies, we got in wars with them, currency wars, and now we've got a major problem on our hands due to globalism again. Ah! Man, I saw some footage before I went live today of Owen Schroyer live, just knocking it out of the park, and I just can't wait to play that here on air. But the live feed's posted to Infowars.com of that man who absolutely makes me happy. We'll be right back.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around. Shudder from the sound. The death machine ain't slowing down. It's gaining pound for pound. A gas mask is a couture.
We are back live. We are broadcasting worldwide on this Thursday edition of The Transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we have the 12 days of Christmas. And as the days go, it compounds what's on sale. Colloidal silver. Silver Bullet, highest quality for topical and internal use through the mouth, is excellent to counter viruses, bacteria, you name it, when nothing else is working. Everybody knows that. It was demonized 30 years ago, but they knew it was great 100 years ago, 200 years ago. Now it's just accepted everywhere. Everybody knows it, and it's in stores all over. We have the highest quality you'll find at Whole Foods for $20, $25 for $9.95, very close to cost right now. We do that every Christmas. You can stock up for the year. We have also 60% off Brain Force Plus, the amazing nootropic. that is so high quality and gives you good, clean, focused energy. We have 50% off the Super Silver Fluoride-Free Toothpaste, Whitening Toothpaste, and Super Blue for adults and children. Both types back in stock in that combo, 50% off. And then we have bodies today at 60% off. Whole body support, anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, joint support. You've heard the listeners talk about how much better this works for them than even, you know, so-called drugs like Advil and things. Well, Advil works great too, but this isn't a drug. This is concentrated turmeric. Now, you may find turmeric out there that says it has more turmeric per capsule, but the way supplements and the FDA works is you just call a turmeric extract turmeric. This is concentrated turmeric. We went out to the top lab in the country. We said, what's the strongest turmeric out there? They said some people do 80, 90%, but it's very rare. Most stuff's 5%, 3 to 5%. People still get a great result. 95% curcuminoid, 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 95% curcuminoid. I can say it a few more times if you want, but we don't know of a better one out there. And the big old bottle's full of this stuff, and it's high quality. I mean, let me tell you. Look at how orange that is. Look at the color of that. It's curry is what it is. It's curry extract concentrate, except it doesn't burn your tongue or your gut because it's been processed correctly. Okay, this is the best. I set out, top labs all over. I said, I want the best. I want the best. And this stuff is amazing. My wife's like, yeah, I've got to take like 10 turmerics, you know, because her hip hurt from playing tennis for 30 years. She goes, yeah, it just really hurts, and I'm like, baby, take ours. It'll take a few days to kick in. She's like, all right. She's like, holy Toledo. I took five of these and the pain went away. Why is this? She had her other bottle from like Central Market. She's like, this is a bigger pill. It was a hard pill, a big old horse pill. She goes, this says it's higher turmeric. Yours is lower turmeric, but better. I said, because it's an extract cupcake. So again, true story. Infowarsstore.com. It is 60% off today, and that is only through Christmas. And as the 12 days go, it compiles. If you'll just do your shopping with us, we can fund the InfoWar into the future. So thank you all. But listen, everybody needs this. It's great for children. It's great for adults. And it's not just for aches and pains. It's good for everything. What God gave us through the medicine chest of nature is amazing. And when I hurt muscles and stuff, when I've gone for a 10-mile hike or whatever, I just take three of these before I go to bed. Go take a hot bath or go get in the hot tub I got in the backyard, and it just does wonders. So everybody needs it. And you've already tried Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com, and you love it. Then get it as a gift. You can also put the address of friends and family and then have it delivered to them. But on the checkout, you can put a note on the receipt, and you just put a note in there that, hey, Bob or Sally or whatever your family member's name is, I wanted to send you this high-quality supplement. And with it will be a brochure, a little pamphlet, and a bunch of InfoWars bumper stickers. And you can do your Christmas shopping from home, not fight the traffic, not give money to the globalist. And you can give them Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste with tea tree, colloidal silver iodine, or the whitening toothpaste with above-sea calcium. And of course, it has the nano silver, knocks out the plaque like nothing else. These are all great systems, 50% off. And you can just, boom, deliver that to somebody or get it yourself and give it to them. Great stocking stuffers. That's how we're going to fund ourselves into next year. So I want to thank you all for your support. But whatever you do, spread the word about those local AM and FM affiliates. And is your local church fighting abortion? Is your local church fighting the transgender to go after the kids? No, most of them aren't. Well, that local radio station's got me on air and other hosts. Make your tithe to them, even if it's not tax deductible. So what? Mail them a check every month for $100 and say, thanks for having Alex Jones on. That's what takes us from being on at night on stations to prime time, because we get the ratings. But big corporate sponsors are scared. But you, spreading the word about the station. If you got a local business, go be a sponsor. It doesn't have to be a huge amount. But so many middle-class people and upper-middle-class people and even rich people I know all this stuff, but they never put skin in the game. And it's just the common average people out there that Christ talked about, the meek will inherit the earth, that are behind the scenes, the silent majority. But I got to tell you, all the upper middle class and rich people out there, nouveau riche, you're crazy if you don't start speaking up and fighting globalism. You're crazy if you keep going along to get along. America was built by people that fought for liberty and justice and freedom. It was absolutely built by that. And now for decades, people have lived off of it. They haven't stood up for freedom. And that was like gas in the tank, insurance that we had from our predecessors that was running down, going away. We gave over the schools. We gave over the churches. We gave over our own lives. And now they're coming for our children. They're coming for everything because they think we're weak. They think we're stupid. They think it's over. They think we're dumb. But we're not because of you. Think about how powerful this audience is. They fear you. You are the reason they're so upset at InfoWars. They know that you understand the game. They know that as their globalism gets more out in the open, if there's any opposition, it'll fold because what they're doing is outrageous. They can have no opposition. The globalists are weaker than ever because they're exposing themselves. They're in the part where they emerge, where they go fully operational. The beta test is over. This is their moment of truth. The censorship, the poisoning of the population, the surveillance, the tyranny, the open borders, the attack on the family, on God. This is out in the open, and we've got to stay on air to challenge them. And when you get excited, when you move, when you take action, nothing on earth can stop you. So it is this relationship we all have with each other. And the idea of independent listeners and viewers supporting news and information with products they already need and forming that community relationship that will bring the globalists down. Because if this model spreads of independent, pro-America, pro-freedom, real Christian media, it's game over. The NRA was imitating our model. Thank God, I love it. That's great. They had huge shows with tens of millions of viewers a day. They were going to rival Fox News. They got infiltrated. They got attacked. They got set up. They tried to send in CIA operatives posing as Russians. The NRA didn't even take the bait. They got so freaked out by brushing up against that and the big banks threatening to take their credit. But the NRA has made a major pullback from being pro-America, anti-globalist, which is political. They're not going to save the Second Amendment unless they address who's coming for the guns. So the NRA is crippled right now, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to be talking more about it in the future. The enemy is making its move against everybody. You think the people of the NRA are wimps? They're not, folks. They got brass knuckles taken to their ribs. And you've been noticing the silence coming out of the NRA. And I'm not getting this, all of this from Ted Nugent. Most of this I'm getting from other people involved with the NRA at the highest levels, who I will not name. Obviously, you know, when I talk about this stuff, Ted gets called. Like, what are you telling Jones? Because the stuff's coming from board member level. And he's like, I'm not telling Jones anything. To the point of you don't see Ted Nugent on the show right now. Notice that? Ted loves the show. He listens all the time. But I'm saying stuff so accurate, they think it's from Ted Nugent. I had Ted on from what I heard from another board member, remember 3-4 months ago, and I said, isn't that right, Ted? He goes, yeah, that's what I've heard. Yeah, I heard it directly from the president. But that's the, they don't want me communicating with the NRA. They don't want you communicating with it. The NRA used to be weak 15 years ago. Thanks to Gun Owners of America and others, we got some of the bad people out of there and got them the support they needed to be hardcore. But I'm telling you, they're taking everything down. Like Matt Drudge warned here 4 years ago, they're coming. It's all going to end unless we take action now. We held them off longer than we thought, but they're still doing it because Trump is derelict in that one area, standing up to the voter suppression, the political racketeering going on. And now the gun confiscation is beginning in Virginia. I'll cover that right when we come back, and we'll take your calls on what do you think of this Senate trial coming up, what McConnell's announced. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. First-time callers. Hour two straight ahead.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
By the way, my son, Rex, I'm really proud of him. He wants to not just follow in my footsteps, because he has his own views. They're very similar to mine, but unique to himself. He's the guy that got me to support Trump early on. And he's starting his own show soon. I'm not going to announce it. And it's not even going to be here at InfoWars. So I'm very, very excited about that. And he wanted to go interview Gab McGinnis a few weeks ago, and he did. And I'll tell you where that full interview has been posted when we come back. Very, very exciting. Owen Schroyer, again, has done a great job. He is, as we speak, bullhorning the New York Times headquarters. We do have some clips of that. The live feed is still going. It's HD for a minute, then it's low res, then it cuts out. But we're going to have all those compilations for you. I mean, there he is live right now. Let's just go to that clip, please, or if it's live. I know we got clips and live. Go ahead.
The New York Times said that I should be banned from the internet and I shouldn't have free speech. So I decided to come right out in front of the New York Times with a 1,000-watt PA system and tell them that I have a right to free speech and they're not going to shut it down. And we stand for the First Amendment, our God-given right in the United States of America.
And then he starts letting them have it. It's still ongoing. And I'm going to say it again. I know they're already planning to go to D.C. tonight. That's great. Tell them, wait. I want a demonstration. 5 to 7. Like, let's get Owen on right now. Even if it's live streaming, call him and get him on, please. Call the crew if he doesn't answer. I want to have a demonstration in front of the New York Times. There's already people there tonight. 5 to 7. And in fact, if you're there, just start going. Get there. Because that's an un-American organization. That is a really slimy, dangerous, evil group. And again, if you look at the live feed of the show today, it's titled Armored Vehicle Bullhorns New York Times Headquarters. And you've got the raw feeds of that and so much more. So much great stuff coming out of InfoWars. I can't even keep track of it. But I'm also going to take your phone calls coming up. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. And there is a fella that I'm really excited is here in town. You've seen him on some of the other shows. He's a world champion kickboxer in his weight, Andrew Tate. So I'm not going to try to kick shins with him or anything. And CobraTate.com. He's friends with Paul Watson. Paul Watson was going to be here with him, but Paul Watson had a family issue taking care of his mother. I'll leave it at that. So we wish her all the best. And so Paul will be here in a few weeks. He's not able to come, but Andrew Tate did come. So he's going to ride shotgun with myself and Sherry Saber, who is a grassroots pro-Trumper who lives in D.C. and has been on the show before. She got deep into the bowels of the supposed groups that get the Trump organization, and she can say that it's totally run by never-Trumpers who admitted it in front of her not knowing who she was. And so this is what Trump is surrounded by and why he can't get a lot. He's gotten a lot done with executive power. It's incredible what he's gotten done, but it's a shadow of what he would have gotten done. So she'll be popping in the third hour as well, but I intend to take your calls. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Sean, Mike, Reggie, Phil, Tad, and others. There were a few callers I didn't get to at the end yesterday. We still have their name and number. We can call them and get them up first. But I got to say, I'm not as good as taking calls as I was my first 5-10 years on air. Hell, I could take 50 calls an hour. Just boom, get to the person, go to the next person. Then you get a lot of great callers because they know they're not going to have to sit on hold. That was back when we had a phone system with 6 lines. We got a phone system that's taken 24,000 calls in a show before. That's a lot of folks calling back, but that's thousands of people calling. We basically have unlimited phone lines. It's 20 on the board. We'll take 20 at a time. So it's amazing. But your calls are coming up out of the gates. When we come back after I play this short clip, little preview of Rex Jones's new show, and I'll tell you the name as well. Please don't just stay with us. Please spread the word however you can. The Globalist. Really hope you don't.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
It's notbragging.show. Notbragging.show. That's the name my son, Rex Jones, now 17, about to graduate from high school, came up with. I'm Not Bragging with Rex Jones is the name of the show. The website is notbragging.show. It's also on band.video, and he wanted to interview Gavin McInnes. Now, I saw the interview he did a few weeks ago last night when they posted it. It's excellent. And that's what he wants to do, is an interview show. He wants to do a lot of stuff. And he's about to graduate, and he's popular with the audience, and we like him. And I was like, hey, want to go to college right away? Whatever you want. And he's like, let me think about it. And then, boom, he came to me about 3 months ago, and he said, I want to join the InfoWar 110%. I want to absolutely work with you. And then things happened, and he's already been offered a couple shows, a couple places. And I thought, Rex, that's a good beginning for you, is to not work directly under your dad. Let's have you go out and join other organizations that are successful. And so that'll be announced very, very soon in the new year, and a new five-day-a-week show that Rex is going to be doing. We're very, very excited about that. But you'll see a lot of special reports he's going to be doing at I'm Not Bragging, but the website is notbragging.show. And here's 5 minutes of the Gavin McInnes interview that's free and that is posted in full as we speak to Infowars.com. It's Not Bragging with Rex Jones. Here's a few minutes of it, then your phone calls.
Well, we're here. Gavin McInnes. This is going to be the first video on my new YouTube channel, so starting off with a bang.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Talk about your birthmarks. What's going on with those?
Ooh. Dude, I have so many people ask me if I had, like, a head injury. I had one lady walk into, like, a Walmart, and she saw me and my dad walking out, and she accused him of beating me up and tried to call CPS when I was about 8 years old, coming home from a T-ball game, walking out with, like, a Gatorade. She physically tried to pull me away.
It looks kind of like the Twitter bird.
I hear it looks like the Dove Men logo. That's what my ex said. The Dove for Men.
You should just get a tattoo of it. Like a tattoo on
the other side? Can you imagine that kind of medical
hell? You know,
hell?
When I was 20, I went to the doctor and I said, the world's overpopulated. I want my tubes tied. And he just said, no. And then I left. And thank God he did say no, because I was too immature at 21 to understand that I'm going to want kids.
Dude, I do stupid stuff all the time. Imagine being 12, imagine being 10 years old and having your mom tell you that and having a bunch of people clap and applaud you and hold you up like you're this shining example. You'd get into it. You'd be like, yeah, I'm a girl.
It's macabre child abuse.
And it's Munchausen by proxy. The mothers enable it. The dad is a complete bitch. Like, in all the videos, she's like spread on the couch like Tony Montana in Scarface with him under one arm, him, the medical disaster of like Titanic proportions. Yeah. And the dad is sitting over there like this. It's very creepy. He sits like Nosferatu.
The dad's gay.
Something weird's going on. No comment.
That's fascinating.
No comment. Watch it. The show, it's like his name is Jazz Jennings now.
But isn't it interesting that in all these cases,
it's a horror show.
We have less babies being made. Like they shatter the family, less kids. Feminism, get women blogging, get them working at HuffPo, where they won't have kids or
BuzzFeed,
or dry
salon.
Up. Everything involves not having kids, becoming sterilized. Now, I saw a big billboard. I think Paul Joseph Watson put it on Summit News.
And I saw that.
And it was like, the world's overpopulated, have less kids. And, of course, it's all these little pink-faced white kids that they want to stop breeding.
And even then, the agenda, what's implemented at Planned Parenthood, is the mass execution of black and brown babies. Like, four times the rate.
Stop making babies. And that's what globalists want, right? They want us to stop breeding.
It's eugenics.
To burn us to the ground.
They like to call Trump Hitler. What's really Hitlerian is killing millions of future minority lives.
Yeah.
And that's what they're all about. And they like it because they like black people, like you said, as in an old video. Dude, I used to like binge your stuff when I was like 14, 15.
I don't blame you. It's amazing.
When you were on YouTube. Rebel Media? Yeah. Dude, I love that. But like you said, they like black people and brown people and pretty much any minority except for Asians because they're too successful. They like them as their pets.
Yeah.
And as they can use them and hold them up on a pedestal and say, look what I've done for you.
Yeah. You'll notice, too, when you see liberals around black people, they're very uncomfortable.
It's weird.
And you realize, they don't riff with the security guard.
Yeah.
Even today at court, Will Sommer was there, Mr. Hate Watch guy. And I could just tell around the two black guys who take your keys and stuff, there was no rapport there. Like, he couldn't.
There's no.
We were joking around and making jokes about guns, whatever, and we got along with him, but he doesn't have black people in his life. You can just tell. And he wants to compensate for that. So he decides I'll be a crusader against Nazis. Not real Nazis.
No.
Doesn't look up the Aryan Brotherhood or anything. He's too scared of them.
No.
But
no,
he just finds like a Republican who said a racial epithet 13 years ago.
I mean, if you were legitimately determined to punch Nazis, you would run not for violence. You would run into a Planned Parenthood and attack a doctor if you wanted to punch a Nazi.
But there's a common thread with all of this: the sex sucking for young men, the trans kids, all of this abortion, and I feel like we're drifting into a matriarchy. And we've done matriarchies before. We had pagan culture.
It's creepy.
And what did they do? They sacrifice babies. They sacrifice virgins. People died for the gods regularly. And I don't know. I look around, look at the female judge and the female jurors at Roger Stone's trial today, and I feel like we're doing something wrong. We've killed masculinity. We've killed the patriarch. We've killed the family. And now women are in control. And women are
making... They suck at the job.
They suck at the job. And they're making it worse for women.
Well, I would just add that the globalists have broken up the family, and women are not running anything. Men aren't running most things. Globalist men are running things. The scientific technocracy is destabilizing the species because it's directed by Satan, a fallen, interstellar, interdimensional being that God warned us about because God's given us free will. But if we want to go climb in a spider hole with Satan, God's like, well, I'd like you to join me, but you want to climb in a spider hole and live in Hellraiser land, go ahead. And people are doing it, and now it's manifesting. And now they're trying to take us there. And there's an excellent article by Brandon Smith. And I've read a lot of what Brandon Smith's written over the years. It's time to get Brandon Smith, whoever that is, on the show. Because I've not seen him more concise, but still well-written and still lengthy. But it's a lot of info, but it's still concise because you could write 1,000 pages about this. Well, not even scratch the surface, but it's very well condensed. It's a good digest. Globalists using environmentalism to push eugenics, population control. Now, we all know that, but this really does a good job in 6-7 pages condensing. It's so good that this is going to be the first new podcast I do where I don't talk. I've innovated a lot of stuff. And by that, I'm going to have a new podcast I tape every week where I don't say anything except other people's words I read. And then that way, all this really cool stuff I read all day, but then I'm always too busy listening to myself babble snabble, will then get out there. Oh, yes, I'm innovating on so many levels. So this weekend, I'm going to read this article and a bunch of others. Maybe even like the Declaration of Independence. Think about a podcast like that. Because it's beyond a book on tape. Because I'm going to have it like a game where you're only able to read what someone else has written. But I may like read a paragraph from this and then read two pages from that. And then a paragraph from this and then five paragraphs from that. So I'm going to have it all lined up and just all pre-planned and then riff like jazz off of different things. And then play a clip or something. But I don't talk. Unless I read a quote of something I said, which I don't really want to hear. There's nobody more sick of Alex Jones than me. But we still get the job done. So, and I'm going to do it in a nice, smooth voice. Because it's going to be good therapy for me not to get too angry and upset and all high-pitched. Because high-pitched with my gravelly voice is not a nice sound. It's going to be nice sound. Nice sound. Like when you're talking to a chick, you know, just trying to creep over a little bit, you know, a little bit smooth there. So it's all coming up as we blast into 2020 with 326 days left until the election.
Another world, another time. In the age of wonder, another world, another time. This land was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You are receiving this transmission. You have done so in direct violation of your globalist overlord's wishes. You have engaged in treason against Satan. You have committed a thought crime. And you are to be congratulated. Yes! The power of our source, Genesis Energy. Life throughout the universe, the prime directive. Let's go ahead and take phone calls. Let's talk to Sean in New Jersey. Thank you for holding her on the air worldwide.
How's it going, brother? Merry Christmas and God bless to all our brothers and sisters out there.
Back at you.
I would just like to say I'm a fan of the products, Real Red Pill, DNA, Force, Vitamin Mineral Infusion, Iodine. Fantastic product, brother.
Thank you, brother.
Alex, I know this is a tough one to ask of all of our brothers and sisters out there, you know, since we all work to support the country. But brothers and sisters, we have to come together. We have to exercise our First Amendment right, march on Washington, and petition these scumbags who represent us to do the right thing and restore the rule of law to our country.
And I infinity agree with you. I infinity agree, beyond 110%. To the 12th dimension, I agree with you, but listen to me. Don't do it on the mall. The media ignores that. It's like if we have a civil war, it's like you're supposed to go kill cops. No, we're going to be with the police against the globalists. We go after the enemy. We go in the halls of Congress peacefully, and we go into their offices. They work for us. We go into the meeting rooms legally and lawfully and give them a piece of our mind. So if we march on Washington, we go in to the office buildings. We go into the Capitol. That's what they fear is us. You go there, it's empty. Did you notice most of the seats are empty on the major impeachment hearings? Because people are scared. Sorry, go ahead.
So we need to exercise our First Amendment right and peacefully petition that these lawlessness, insane freaking people hear what we have to say. If they choose not to, brother, that's why we have
exactly. We have to go put them on notice. Just like a pack of cigarettes says can give you lung cancer or cause birth defects. You got to go tell them, hey, you keep pushing this, it can cause you to get in a lot of trouble. So stop pushing it. You understand? I want that to be a friendly message. You understand? I care about you, Nadler. Merry Christmas. Do you understand me? Stop trying to remove our election and our president, you little crook. Is that clear? That makes sense?
Makes perfect sense, brother.
Well, I've gone there. I've confronted the scumbags, and I'm going to do it again. I'm not going to say when, but I'll be there.
Brother, you call me, I'll stand with you.
Well, here's the deal. They'll change. I mean, I'm not kidding. They move hearings around for big tech. They move hearings. That's why they don't announce it. They just keep doing it. But they're set to vote today or tomorrow out of the committee. At first they said Thursday. Now they're saying maybe tomorrow. It's ongoing. We're watching it right now. And then they're going to try to have the full vote next week. Hell, it might even be this week. You don't know. So people just need to go and not be intimidated. I mean, you're going to literally see Nadler and Deutsch and all these guys, and you're like, well, the guy behind the curtain in The Wizard of Oz was more scary than these people. And you just walk up and say, hey, I'm your constituent. And they'll go, where are you from? Just, I'm from America. Hey, I don't like what you know, say your peace of mind, and that's it. And then another person and another person, because those halls are empty. You'll walk by 20 news cameras. They're all sitting there just to be lied to. There'll be a few George Soros people hopping around, and that's it. And you'll be like, my God, why didn't we do this? And take your children with you. Just don't let them get too close to the Democrats so they'll try to rape them. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Sean. I'm serious. Let's go ahead and talk to is that Keon in St. Louis. Go ahead.
Hello, hello, Mr. Alex Jones.
Hey, hello. How you doing? Oh, I recognize your voice. Go ahead.
Oh, you do? I don't know if you recognize my voice or not. I don't know. I just know that I'm angry. I know you're angry. We're angry, ain't we? Ain't we angry?
Absolutely, sir.
Oh, man. Where do we start? Where do we start?
I don't know. You go ahead.
Man. What was it? The second article of impeachment? Second article. What is the second article? What is that? Why would you even do that to a man that did nothing to nobody? to nobody. I mean, I'm pretty sure he did a little bit here and there. Who cares? Who cares, right? Do you care? Do you care?
Well, he certainly didn't obstruct. He certainly didn't obstruct Congress. The president doesn't have to do everything Congress says. And they've been violating all the due process. So the fact that he didn't send witnesses, I mean, who would show up for a kangaroo event like that?
My question, I just want to know, because if I was there, I know I would have already been in the back of the car or shot in the head. I'm telling you, because I'm a fireball.
I hear you. You sound just like another caller that always calls me about the rapture. And I want to tell that caller I love him, and I hope the rapture comes before the tribulation. And maybe I mean, I don't think he's right, but he always calls in. But so you kind of sound like him. I apologize. But what do you think is going to happen in the Senate?
Man, for like the optimistic me is just saying, hey, God is going to look for everybody. But the real me is like, man, just pray.
I hear pray, you. Thank like, you, sir. God bless you. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Baldy in New York disagrees. You're on the air, Baldy. Welcome.
Yeah, so it took me 15 years, but I do disagree a bit. Been a listener since Road to Tyranny, which, although I own most of your other documents.
Sir, you're awesome. We love you. You're allowed to disagree. That's why I put you to the head of the line. Go ahead.
No, I know. I know. That's why I called in. I want it to be interesting. So, or hopefully interesting. So, big fan of Road to Tyranny. But, it's my favorite because it's just so authentic. I almost think that the newer ones were almost a little too slickly produced because I just love these, you know, the VCR timer up in the corner. It just feels like, you know, something you shouldn't be watching. But anyways, so whitewash, and now that you've had a chance to see the testimony and allowed Horowitz to present his own writing instead of having Democratic strategists nitpick out a couple lines that can infuriate us, more politically expedient. Now, his scope was supposed to be narrow, and he wasn't given the task of making any conclusions.
No, I think you're right. It looks like Horowitz is better than I thought. I was right. His report was a whitewash at the end. It had some good stuff in it, but he did a great job yesterday in Congress.
I think we need to take this momentum and roll with it into the Durham report. You know, if the Durham report...
No, I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I hope Durham nails their ass. Are you kidding?
That's right. And
I think putting pressure on them to do the right thing is going to do it. Listen, I got a guest coming up, but I'm going to go back to call. So I want you to be able to finish up. You can keep holding. I'll get to you, Baldy, to make your point. I want to eat crow so bad. I want to eat 100 crows on all this stuff. I want to be proven wrong. I want to see the deep state indicted. I want to turn the whole thing around. We'll see. We'll be right back. More of your calls straight ahead. Infowars.com. You're watching, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show, live in defiance of the globalist. We're still on air, thanks to you. And Owen Schroyer and Bill Johnson and others are in New York City at Times Square.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And, ladies and gentlemen, we have Andrew Tate, world champion kickboxer. Tate's speech on YouTube, Instagram, Cobra Tate. He loves free speech, standing up against the globalist, CobraTate.com. It's his website. He's going to be riding shotgun with us for the rest of the broadcast until Matt Bracken joins us about 15, 20 minutes into the fourth hour. Savannah Hernandez is hosting the War Room, and it's hard to give Owen Schroyer a run for his money, but she's actually, the viewership's gone up, but that's also because all the great stuff Owen's doing, but Savannah is knocking it out of the park, and quite frankly, I'm trying to fund ourselves through the election. I'm trying to pull a bunch of stunts. I'm trying to hire more reporters. I'm putting everything into this. Years ago, I don't trust big banks. So the money I had backed up to fund InfoWars, I put in a bigger, nicer house. So I'm not losing anything. I'm glad to do it. I'm putting my house up, I think, like next week to sell that sucker to just put everything into the next year and be able to go into the next year. But you purchasing products is beyond essential. If I had a lot more money, I could do even more incredible things. So do your Christmas shopping with us. And Savannah talked about this on air yesterday, and we got a bigger response than when I do it. So our secret weapon, Savannah Hernandez, here's what she said on the War Room yesterday. I don't know what she did, but it was big. Here it is.
Welcome back to the War Room, everyone. I'm in studio with Andrew Tate, who is currently on his second pack of Turbo Force. I'm barely halfway through my cup, and he's already on his second pack. back. How are you feeling, Andrew? Are you hyped up? How are you feeling with the broadcast right now?
Yeah, I'm feeling good, but, you know, I'm a big woman, so I need lots of turbo force because I have lots of body weight because I was born a very big, muscular, extremely attractive female.
Right, right. And I'm sure, you know, that's been really beneficial for you in your MMA career, your kickboxing career. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to you starting to do that in women's sports.
Yeah.
Dominating there.
I can't wait. Yeah. I can't wait to smash a woman's face in.
All right, folks. And Andrew Tate obviously seems to love our Turbo Force. So you guys should definitely go out and try it at InfoWarsStore.com. We're currently having our 12 Days of Christmas sale. I haven't even had a chance to look at today's special. So let's take a peek. Today is 60% off Knockout. So our product on sale today is a little bit opposite of our Turbo Force. This is a sleep aid. It's going to help you sleep better, faster. And it's thousands of five-star reviews for sleep support. So definitely go and try that out after a long day of drinking your Turbo Force, taking your Brain Force, and focusing at work. Maybe you need a little something to help you sleep at night. Knockout is just the thing for you. It's 60% off right now. Only $11.95. Such a great price. Also alongside, too, the Brain Force is still 60% off. And we also still have 30% off our Super Blue singles and 50% off the Super Blue combo packs. I've never tried the Knockout for myself, but the Brain Force I have, the Turbo Force I have, and like I said yesterday, if you're not a morning person like me and you just need to shake off that grogginess in the morning, that these two products are definitely going to help you out with that. They're going to help you maintain that focus, that energy throughout the day, and you're never going to have that crazy crash that you would with normal sugary energy drinks. All natural products, folks. Alex is always looking out for our listeners, trying to get the best products possible. Also, if you guys didn't know, every single purchase, you get 5 stickers. I didn't know that until yesterday. I saw the banner up top. You get 5 stickers with every purchase, 10 stickers with large orders. Now that's great. We're basically giving you presents for shopping with us. Alex loves y'all so much, I swear. So go show him some love. Go to the InfoWars store. Go check out some of our great products.
Now, Owen Schroyer is going to connect live again and do another strafe with information warfare peacefully of Times Square any minute now. But here's a little clip of what was just happening when he was protesting at the New York Times headquarters just minutes ago.
Guaranteed, when the New York Times and its billionaire owner from a different country shut down the free speech rights in America, the New York Times will shut down next. That's what happens under communism.
But that's going on in front of the New York Times in New York City right now. In fact, spontaneously, if you live in New York and you're watching or listening, or you have friends and family in New York, tell them, go to the New York Times themselves and protest. In fact, let's organize a protest today from 5 to 7 Eastern. We'll cover it live during The War Room, his show today with Savannah Hernandez sitting in and doing a fabulous job. And I'll be part of that as well. Very exciting. And again, during the War Room today with Savannah Hernandez, Tom Papert, and others that are going to be sitting in, I hope you're able to be there, Mr. Tate, that we're going to have live coverage of that demonstration. And so Owen's going to stay there. Go meet Owen Schroyer. Go check it all out and let the tyrants of the New York Times know you're not putting up with their tyranny. That's spontaneous. I knew Owen was planning to go there, but this is spontaneous. Andrew Tate is an American-British kickboxer from Chicago, Illinois, who competes in the cruiserweight and heavyweight divisions. He is 3-time ISKA kickboxing world champion and Infusion Live champion. He is the son of late chess master Emery Tate. So he's not just tough, smart guy, and also commentator on Real Extreme Fighting, the largest MMA promotion in Romania. 2016, Tate competed on the 17th season of British version of Dutch reality show Big Brother as well. Good friends with Paul Watson. But the big thing is he's pro-free speech and isn't afraid to stand up against all the deplatforming during all the platforming, showing he's got courage most don't have. It's good to have you here.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to be here, Alex. And I think the deplatforming is pretty much the biggest endorsement you can get nowadays. Why would they deplatform you unless you were telling the truth? I think that's the fact behind it all.
Well, they started with us. They're moving on to everybody. Where do you see all this going? What can the people do? What can Trump do? Where do you see it going?
Yeah, it's difficult because you have a lot of people who will sell their soul. And they sell their soul to the devil just to keep their platform or just to be promoted. I was saying this earlier with David Knight. If you look at the people within the sports world or people within the liberal Hollywood elite, et cetera. The people who get to the top are the ones who sell their soul and go furthest down the rabbit hole. So it's almost a race to the bottom. Who can be most crazy? Who can be most liberal? Who can sell their soul the quickest? Because that's the only way you get promoted nowadays. And that's what's happening. People are just giving up their morals.
That's like all these top lawyers in D.C. go, oh, we support pedophiles. We like to go to Disney and look at kids. That's the whistleblower's lawyer. I mean, they're advertising it to say we are the scum of the earth.
Absolutely. We are the scum of the earth, and we'll accept anything, and we're the most degenerate. So please promote me and make me famous in some way or another.
So they're literally auditioning for the devil.
Yeah, it's auditioning for the devil. Is who can be the biggest piece of garbage? That's all it comes down to. It's
how crazy. The hell did they get all these people to do this? I mean, I will say this. I'm not the best-looking guy. You're a good-looking guy and tough guy. Conservatives in every study are better-looking, stronger, more successful. People that support leftism now look like classical Slimer from Ghostbusters meets a pedophile.
They're nerds because this is how socialists think, because socialists have groupthink. So if you're a big strong alpha, you have a degree of individualism. If you're a sheep or you're a small little individual who feels like he needs safety in numbers, then you're going to be a socialist. That's what it comes down to, is safety in numbers, isn't it? It's like,
but they're never even getting anything from the globalism. It's like a reflected power.
Yep.
And it's crazy.
Yeah, crazy is absolutely the word, but they just feel safer if they think, well, you know, if we all band in together, you know, hopefully we're in a big enough group, someone else will die and I won't die. They don't want to protect themselves.
They're like schools of fish. Absolutely. And, of course, there's little guys and guys that aren't physically tough that have moral courage who are amazing. It's not just a physicality, but they have that light in their eyes. People that support this evil are literally look like they're dead. They can hardly talk. Statistically, they're dying. They have diseases. They're committing suicide. I mean, the wages of sin are death. Something's happening. People are getting stronger or they're getting weaker. It seems like there's an acceleration of that.
Yeah, and that's going to be the lines that are drawn, I think, in the end. I mean, I always say this as an example. If you were to get 100 liberals and 100 conservatives and have a Royal Rumble, who are you betting on?
I always say it.
Yeah, it's clear to everybody to see. And these liberals are just pushing their agenda of absolute degeneratism. So,
well, also there's a subconscious thing with scumbags and psychopaths is they want to get caught, and at a subconscious level, so they're just begging for us to crush them. And really, it's us putting up with this crap that's allowed it.
Putting up with it, yeah. And that's an amazing point about getting caught. And I think also another thing they're very, very desperate to do is to try and spread the poison. You see this all the time. Weak people, all they talk about is how unimportant it is to be strong. They want weak people around them. They feel so bad.
Mediocrity.
Inside. They feel so bad inside, they're desperate to spread that poison.
And they get upset if somebody's doing well instead of feeling good about the species. They want everybody to sink.
Yep.
Misery loves company.
Yep.
Well, guess what? We ain't going with you. We'll be back with calls and our guest, Andrew Tate and Owen Schroyer. There he is, live in New York. Stay with us.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You've heard of Escape from New York. We're taking it to the New York Times. Owen just bullhorned him for 2 hours. He's going back this evening, 5 to 7 Eastern, for a flash mob, as they call it, of citizens saying no to the tyrants. Let's see what Owen's saying as he drives from the New York Times close to Times Square into Times Square.
Calling for the end of free speech. No. You're a fascist calling for the end of free speech. How can you dare call anyone a fascist when you're out here calling for the end of free speech and threatening people's lives? You're a fascist. You're acting like a fascist. Every fascist regime censors people's free speech and then kills dissidents. That's what you support. You, sir, are the fascist. Now, I'm live with Alex Jones right now in downtown New York City. And I got to say, Alex, for a liberal, tolerant city, there's a bunch of intolerant liberals out here that hate free speech. Like this guy right here, this is the second guy who's threatened my life since I've been in New York City. And all I'm doing is executing my right to free speech out here. What happened to the good old days when liberals supported free speech? These are not liberals. These are fascists. We're live on Infowars.com, Alex Jones Show, right now. Oh, thank you for showing me your IQ of one, sir. You're a true liberal. An IQ of one that hates free speech. Good luck. Misery loves company, doesn't it? How do you like that, Alex?
Wow, Owen Schroyer is amazing. He can't hear me right now, but he's a smart cookie, so you let me have a break in here.
Oh, I can hear you, Alex.
Oh, you can hear? Oh, you're broadcasting us, too?
I can hear everything.
This is awesome. Hey, man, you're in the belly of the beast, occupied America, but there's a lot of good patriots in New York as well. Freedom lives. America is back. America is back. America is back. America is back.
You're blowing minds in New York, bro. You're blowing minds.
Well, that is a 1,000-watt system for a dressing that the military uses. Okay, and so imagine, so I'm way back, and you can hear it clear as day when he talks, because there's a chase truck in front of him. How far away are you guys from Times Square?
We are one block from Times Square.
Stay in attack formation. Right, several fighters have broken off from the main group. Come with me. Andrew Tate, what do you make of this? Now, you look pretty excited. This is a guy, that world champion kickboxer.
Yeah, you got the info.
Not going to mess with him.
But you got the InfoWars tank on the streets of New York blasting. It's amazing.
Is this fun? We're having fun.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
It's like in Gladiator. Are you not entertained? Hey, you're hooked into the bullhorns right now. What do you want to say to New York?
What do I want to say to New York? I want to say go to InfoWars.com. Tune in. You're missing all the fun, ladies and gentlemen. Come to InfoWars.com. Say hello to us.
Can you believe that they're trying to suppress everybody's free speech worldwide, working with the Chi-Coms? They're not going to get away with it. America is not going to put up with it. The globalists bet on the wrong horse. They're losing. Their fake impeachment's failing. America is rising.
America is back. America is back! America is back! We're in Times Square right now. Hey, let's show them Times Square.
Ladies and gentlemen, Donald John Trump is your president. Infowars.com. Infowars.com. For all you leftists lost in space, America is back. America is back.
America is back. America is back. America is back. America is back. America.
Well,
this is America, right? Free speech, man. Oh, another tolerant liberal that puts me off and wants to end my right to free speech. What happened to the liberals in America that used to be tolerant and pro free speech? Now, if you want to be a liberal in this country, you have to be intolerant and hate free speech.
That's well, let me say something to them, Owen, and it's okay to respond back to those America haters, but they were born in the wrong country. If you don't like free speech, go to North Korea. If you don't love our Bill of Rights and Constitution, we'll tolerate your speech. But if you don't tolerate our freedom, you're walking on the fighting side of me. Understand what Merle Haggard said is true. Pissing on the graves of the millions of veterans and the men
who died. They died for free speech. Absolutely and utterly. And it's disgusting what they're trying to do. If you can't
dry throat there.
If you can't handle a different opinion, well, then there's a lot to say about using.
Well, leftists language. Say disagreeing with them is censorship, but then they want to silence us. It's all oxymoronic. None of it's logical. So I want them to know something. You will never silence America. You will never silence free speech. America is rising. Infowars.com. I love technology. I'm bullhorning Times Square. I love it. Infowars.com. Oh, weighing in from London, England, world champion kickboxer and world champion free speech defender, Andrew the Wrecking Ball Tate.
I like that intro. Thank you very much, Alex. Thank you.
Tell him. Hit him. Knock him dead, kid. Got to come on Motley Crue, knock him dead next segment.
Especially as you have probably the most noticeable, recognizable voice in America, I think. I think everybody knows you even want to say your name. Everybody knows who to listen.
Stay in attack formation. We need to get them. Hey, you think they like this right now in Times Square? Infowars.com. Infowars.com. And again, if you're a radio listener and you're not watching this, we have the battle tank rolling out through Times Square with hundreds and thousands of people around it. Let's hear what Owen Schroyer is doing right now. Owen.
Donald Trump is a good New Yorker. Donald Trump is bringing jobs back. Donald Trump has achieved record economic growth. Donald Trump has had record low unemployment. He's from New York. This city should be supporting Donald Trump. This city should be fully behind Donald Trump.
Yeah,
Thank you, sir. Alex, I got to say something, Alex.
Yes, sir.
For as leftist and liberal, thank you. Look at that. Get that sign right there. Get that sign right there. For as leftist and liberal as they say New York City is, the support that we've gotten out here, Alex, it's about 70% support, about 10% vile hatred, and about 20% neutral. I mean, that's kind of a round number there.
It's but the same way in Austin. I get about 70% support. And about 10% say, I'm going to kill you and your family. You're a Russian agent. And I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm a Russian agent. I'm American, 110%, and you know it.
That's a typical liberal tactic. They try and tell you everyone's liberal. That's what they try and do. That's how they drag you in. They go, everyone's
liberal. Why, everyone wants to chop three-year-olds' penises off.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone's liberal.
Everyone loves Satan.
Yeah. And it couldn't be further from the truth.
InfoWars lives. You haven't shut us down yet, fascists.
InfoWars.com.
You have failed to stop free speech. The liberal fascists have failed to end the First Amendment. We're here in the real world executing all free speech.
I love, look how dirty the battle tank is. I love that. It's been all over the place.
It's been to war. It's been to war.
Trump 2020. Alex, the workers out here love us. The hard hats out here love us. The truckers out here.
They're the people that work and make this country go that the globalists are trying to replace with robots. No, we want a pro-human future.
So I don't know, Alex. I don't know how the Democrats dominate this city based on what I've seen, just boots on the ground.
I've told you, Owen, every Democrat city engages in election fraud. They don't have free elections. Yeah. Once they take over, you never go back. They steal all the money. Everything collapses. It's a plan.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a plan. And I was saying this yesterday on the War Room. If this impeachment is the most obvious attempt at absolute destruction of the democracy that we've seen in modern times. We didn't win, so we're just going to completely make up reasons and remove the president and destroy the entire fabric of American society.
Can't even come up with a real charge. It's just
crying since Hillary lost. They literally have not stopped complaining.
Oh, yeah. Bill Clinton said he hasn't talked to Hillary about running, so ask her. I mean, she clearly has missed the deadlines, but she plans to come in during a brokered convention. Mark my words.
Yeah, and did you see, she also just said she thinks a lot about what she would be like as a president. By the way, she looks more sick than she ever has before.
Oh, no, I mean, she looks she looks like an overused colostomy bag.
Yeah, and that's being kind. So I don't know what...
Oh, you're right, a sack of crap is better than her.
I mean, do you know what's the difference between a bucket of crap and Hillary Clinton? The bucket.
That's not true. Crap can be used to, like, help plants grow and stuff. I mean, I don't want to call her a cockroach.
Crap has use, yeah. Crap has use. Hillary Clinton, I'm not sure she has a use anymore.
Well, they do have composting now in Washington State. So maybe some good, because when she dies someday, God forbid, you know, that she compost. And then I bet she's so toxic that'd be poisoned food, you know. Like, kids ate the strawberries that grew off her corpse, they'd probably die, you know. Have you heard about this?
No.
The left wants us to grow crops off dead people just to dehumanize us more.
Of course.
And teach us we're crap.
Yeah, eat the bugs, live in your pod. Don't, you know, it's just another step to see how far they can push us. I'm sure that all these psyops is really just a test of their own propaganda machine. Can we convince people that men are women? Can we convince them to eat the little bugs? Can we convince them to eat the food which is grown off of dead people? How far can we
push this? John Hopkins is castrating 3-year-old children that they claim knew they made their own decision. John Hopkins, 3-year-old.
At three, what did you know about life, Alex?
No, they're mutilated. If a father cut his 3-year-old son's genitals off, he'd go to prison and should. But when the liberals do think, oh, we're liberals, they're ghoul, devil worshiper, filth, and we're all complicit in letting them do it. Hour number three, your calls and more straight ahead. Defiance of globalist tyranny. It is.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, the New York Times, Mr. Tate, says that I make everybody hit me in the arm, which isn't true. Didn't shoot at employees. Don't kill people's goldfish. But give me just a little tap in the arm for the New York Times.
I'll just give you a little tap.
No, no, give me the 10%.
10%?
Ah! Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, that's not even 1/10 one. Give me a little pop.
I don't want you to hit me back.
Come on. No, I'm not. I'm weak. My hands. It's like the New York Times says I do this, so let's make it true.
All right. Okay.
That's a good one. Yeah.
There you go.
A little bit more.
A little bit more.
We're going to reenact the New York Times.
All right.
Okay. And they also claim that I murder employees goldfish. That's not true.
Where would they even get
that from? I have sex with them. What?
Sorry. Where would they even get that from? Where?
Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like, it was for a young niece. So that's what I'm finding them out. Yeah. And it's just, I mean, you read this stuff, it's like they want to insult the public.
Yeah. And there's a certain percentage of the public which will believe anything they say, which is crazy.
Speaking of that, did you see where Vanity Fair and a bunch of others said, Owen, they weren't even joking, wearing a, quote, tailored suit. He's not tailored. He's in great shape like you. Works out like 2 hours a day. They said, oh, he never wears suits, and he did it because he likes Richard Spencer. He doesn't like Richard Spencer. He never talked about Richard Spencer. And then they went on to say he said he wanted to hang Obama in the committee hearing. He never said that in there.
Yeah, they just invent it. It's like the whole... you can see it with all the Trump clips. Time and time again, they start reporting things he literally did not say. Just completely just fabricated from start to finish. It's crazy. And nobody does any kind of fact-checking, and then people start adopting it as truth.
It becomes this rumor.
Becomes true, doesn't it? They just try and speak things into existence, and unfortunately, sometimes they're successful. So
I had a lady in the grocery store the other night. My wife wanted something. It was like 9 at night, so I didn't pull my phone out and get a conversation with her. She just goes, you're going to prison next for Russian spying like Roger Stone. And I went, he wasn't convicted of working for the Russians. She goes, shut up. And I'm just like, I wasn't going to start yelling at her in the grocery store. I was just tired. But, I mean, these people are pathetic. Owen, in closing, you got a demonstration tonight, 5 to 7. Everybody should come out there and support you in front of the New York Times. You'll be out there earlier than that as the employees let out. Bullhorning them. It's beautiful. Everybody should join you. What else do you want to add, Owen? Then we're going to go to break, come back, go to all the calls, I promise. Baldy and everybody.
Yeah, well, let me just be clear about this, Alex. The reason why I'm going to be in front of the New York Times this evening from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern is because the New York Times is trying to call for the end of my free speech. The New York Times is calling for me to be censored on the Internet. So, and you like that. And so the liberals support that. Yeah, so you're not a liberal. So they all cheer for me to be silenced. They all cheer for me to be censored.
These people are un-American. These people are idiots. And you will not silence a scum. Let that scum know, Owen.
Well, he just ran away like the liberal coward he is. But, Alex, this is what the warning is. If they silence Owen Schroyer, if they silence InfoWars, they're silencing them next. I don't know what they don't get about that. That's how tyranny works.
And let's be clear.
So you can have different political opinions, but, man, free speech is free speech.
Yeah, and you're saying this over a 1,000-watt bullhorn system in New York. Beautiful.
Okay. It's a very, very slippery slope. And this is the thing that's going to happen when they try and eradicate anyone with common sense and only liberals are left. Then it will be degrees of liberalism. Who's the most crazy? And the ones who are most crazy, if you're not quite crazy enough, you get censored. And it's just going to continue down the rabbit hole until God knows where we end.
It's going to be an entertaining and interesting time. Anybody that says things are boring, reality is insane.
There's no need for fiction. No, there's no need.
All right, Owen.
Yeah, like all of this phone spying on us, Alex. Let me just say this, Alex, in closing. There are a lot of InfoWars fans out here that are really looking forward to coming out and seeing us tonight. So I hope that they can come out to the New York Times and peacefully protest with us. Again, peacefully. We are peaceful activists before the New York Times lies. Look at these crazy liberals right here. You're crazy, dude.
What's he saying?
I mean, he just keeps chining fake news. What did I lie about, sir? What did I say that's fake? What's fake? Like, name one. Name one. Are you a liberal?
He just said Epstein.
Are you a liberal? Are you a liberal?
Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
You're a fascist.
Hold on, let's come back and talk to this libtard. I promise that when your calls, Baldy and John and Jim and Arthur and David and Jose and Reggie and Tad and everybody holding, get their numbers and their address. All of them are getting a free T-shirt, and I'm going to their calls.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So, if you're a radio listener, let me describe this for you, what's going on band.video right now. Owen Schroyer just was in Times Square on a powerful megaphone public announcement system just saying, we have free speech, we love America, America's back. New York Times, you're not going to take our free speech. They've called for him to be deplatformed. They're calling people that disagree with the Democrats to be arrested. It's all Russian agents. These are dangerous authoritarians. A guy is following the armored vehicle in traffic, yelling over and over again like a robot at him. Owen, let's go to this libtard and see if he can talk.
Hey, Alex wants to hear from you. Say something.
Fake news.
What's fake news? I don't know, what have we reported that's fake? So record low unemployment. What do you think about that? Okay. What about the record economic growth?
He said Epstein's fake news. We broke that. And then they'll use a few things where...
Who killed Epstein? Look, Alex, it's really tough to engage with the zero IQ.
Well, that's the thing is they literally just say like one or two words they think's magic.
I know. I tried to have an intellectual conversation with him. He just has none. You're a fascist, dude.
Oh, he's really? Literally like a retarded gremlin.
Yeah, that's exactly, that's the perfect description, Alex, retarded gremlin. And if you ask him for his opinion, he has such a strong opinion, he wants to follow the car. You ask him for his opinion, he has nothing to say. These people, they have nothing better to do with their lives.
What's shocking to me is I guess they're just such followers that's why they can't talk.
Yeah, they just follow and they just repeat what they've heard. And then when you ask them a very specific question, they don't have a genuine opinion of their own. I'd love to do, has there been like some kind of IQ test with these liberals against
the government? Look how epic that shot looks. Guys, go full screen with that. I mean, wow, what road is that? That looks killer.
Straight out of a movie.
You know, there are studies that leftists don't give to charity. They're unhealthy, they're hateful, they're very high rates of pedophilia and stuff. Yeah. I mean, what's wrong with them?
They're just bottom feeders. I guess that's the bottom line to it. I don't know why they act exactly. Well, in fact, to take it all back, if you're like you exactly like you said earlier, if you're going to cut off your own son's penis at 3 years old, there's got to be something wrong with you. There's got to be something wrong with you. I mean, at the age of
three, you need to be executed.
Yeah, there's absolutely something wrong with you, and there's something wrong with every single one of them. You can't buy into their ideologies otherwise. So I guess it's just a matter of natural selection. If you're going to truly end up being a leftist, there's going to be something wrong with you to begin with.
Well, the Bible, and they've dug up all these places and turned out it's accurate history, and the Roman histories match it. A lot of cultures would build up, get a crazy priesthood, and then they would start cutting themselves up and sacrificing their kids and doing the same crap. It's like this just keeps happening. It's weird.
It is weird, and I don't know. At the age of three, my opinion wasn't taken too seriously, and it shouldn't be. At the age of 16, my opinion wasn't taken too seriously, and it shouldn't be. I certainly couldn't call.
But if you said when you were five, I want to have my genitals cut off, they'd put you in a rubber room. Now if your mommy wants it done and convinces you, we don't lock her up, we put her on TV.
It's absolute insanity. And then if you're 16 and you walk around saying the world is ending, you become person of the year. If you sell your soul to the insanity, they will repay you with popularity. And
are they on Broadway or something? That looks like a ticker tape parade. Let's go back to Owen. Owen.
Alex, let me just give the audience a little taste of what we've been doing around here. Merry Christmas from Infowars.com. This is just a friendly reminder that Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. So while you're gathered around the table with loved ones over the holidays, never forget that Epstein didn't commit suicide. When you're putting Christmas lights up on your house, remember that Christmas lights and Jeffrey Epstein have something in common. They don't hang themselves. You know what they say about New York City? If you can make it here, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
Wow, Owen, incredible. Keep it up. Demonstration tonight, 4 to 7. He'll be back there before then. Please come out. Let's have a big deal. Everybody stream it. Cover it.
5 to 7 Eastern. We'll be out front of New York Times peacefully protesting that the fascist New York Times, owned by a billionaire from another country, is trying to end free speech in America. It will be broadcast live at Infowars.com and band.video.
Okay.
Back to you, Alex.
All right, now we're going to nothing but calls. Baldy, finish your point. Andrew Tate's here with us, world champion kickboxer. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. And thanks for the offer to the T-shirt, but it's okay. I actually purchased so many of your items. Instead of listing them, it'd be easier to play a game I invented called InfoWars Store Roulette.
Thank you.
I would call it InfoWars Store's Russian Roulette, but I wouldn't want to give them that to the end of the
Yeah.
course.
Well, let me tell you, we're barely keeping on air, so thank you, brother. Keep it up.
For sure, for sure. And Baldy is the name that I use when I troll the local radio stations. I've been doing it for about a decade now. I use the name Baldy as kind of a reverse psychology because they think, heck, anyone that would call themselves Baldy can't be that harmful. But believe me, I planted the brush fire in many a young men out there. But as far as the Horowitz report, yeah, again, you know, I think you can look at the guy. He didn't ask for any of this. You know, he just wants his pension. He doesn't want to go out to dinner and be harassed by a bunch of maniac liberals screaming him down. But he put in all the damaging stuff that needs to go forward. Now, Durham.
No, you're right. Now that I had a time to read the report, it is damaging. He did a good job in Congress. And you're right. I mean, they will terrorize anybody that doesn't submit to them. So, you know, it's and I expect Barr and what Durham have said. What do you think, Andrew?
I think it's just an obvious attack on democracy. I mean, it's that's why I'm looking at it from the outside. And I can, to give you another perspective where I live from outside America, everybody now since this impeachment hearing, everybody outside of America watching it from the outside in is just saying that the American political system's a joke. And they're saying, how can you have a president and then nobody wants to allow him to be president or get anything done and constantly try and kick him out with no reason?
So this is backfired overseas?
Oh, yeah. It's being mocked internationally. Everyone's saying the American democratic process is a joke. That's what everyone's talking about. They're saying, I don't understand how the politics.
Because you're like, you're not allowed to talk to a foreign leader?
Like, yeah, like, exactly. You're not allowed to talk to a foreign leader. And then it's not even just that. They're saying, but he won the presidency. Like, everyone's just like, but he won. So what's the problem now? And you try and explain to him that there is
no
problem.
It'd be one thing at the end of the football game, if the other team whined and bitched, it'd be a big scandal. And those players would get kicked off the team. They're bitching 3.5 years later.
The bottom line of democracy, the underpinning, is that someone's going to lose and you have to accept the result. This is the bottom line of democracy. Otherwise, you're not going to have a democratic nation. This is the bottom underpinning. So when you have the current situation where the people who lose cannot accept it, then you don't have a democratic society any further.
These people are authoritarians. Great points. Thank you, Baldy. All right, who's up next? We got Jose, David, Reggie. Who's been home the longest here? That would be Arthur. Yeah, let's go ahead and go to Arthur in Florida. Arthur, thank you. You're on the air.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Alex.
You too, brother.
America's back.
Yes, sir.
Oh, this is great. Thank you. I really appreciate this shirt. I'll be happy to wear it, and I'll donate some money to the cause later on.
Thank you, sir.
I want to talk about the Virginia bill. I think SB 26 or 46. It was talking about just the guy from National News.
Yes, there's a big article on Infowars.com. They're creating the gun registration. They admit for confiscation, and they say all semi-autos will be taken. Baby butchering Virginia Governor Northam, building a kill list of patriots to exterminate, calls for mandatory gun registration and then confiscation. Those are quotes.
And also, like, any, well, I guess they're redefining any kind of martial arts as paramilitary activity. So if I'm a boxer, and if I were to even take a class or teach somebody, then I can go to jail for that.
Oh, yeah, Andrew, did you hear about this? They said any physical training where you could hurt somebody is now a felony in Virginia if this bill passes.
That is absolute insanity. That's crazy. That's crazy. And I want to, when all these things happen, I always wonder, a government is nothing other than a bunch of people telling a bunch of other people to enforce their rules. When's it going to get to a point when the law enforcement is going to sit and realize and wake up that the people telling them to do certain things, to enforce these laws or to enforce these registers, are evil? There has to become a point when their enforcers turn around and say, no, we're not going to enforce this.
The majority of the sheriffs have said they're not going to do it. They'll just deputize all the citizens.
Absolutely.
Which, again, is the power of the elected people can elect a sheriff who then decide to arm everybody again over the law because the sheriff's the highest law in the county.
Yeah, and that's what you need. There has to come a point when these insane leftists try and pass a law and the people who actually have to enforce law come along and go, no, this is bad for people and I refuse to do it. And that's when it's really going to come unstuck.
There's
going to be a limit. There's going to become a limit.
I think we're starting to reach it. Arthur, anything else? Great points.
Yeah, I'm in Miami. I would love to, jump on a plane and fly over to Virginia and help protest that. But, I can't right now.
Hey, you're on the air talking about it, brother. You're kicking ass. Thank you. Go ahead. You want to say something else? He's gone. Okay. All right. I'm going to Reggie, and I'm going to John, and I'm going to Jose and Joshua and everybody else. David, you name it. Reggie. We're going to everybody on the other side. Andrew Tate is our guest. CobraTate.com, world champion, cruiserweight and heavyweight kickboxer, which means he's going to beat me up during the break. Alex Jones here, back live, going to your phone calls. We have a guest just going to pop in. We'll continue with your calls into the next hour with Andrew Tate. Matt Bracken's going to take over the last 45 minutes of the next hour. Then the War Room's coming up again. And tomorrow, I am out taking care of for some very important things during the show. I'll be back in later, going live Friday evening. And I'll be here this weekend, not just Sunday, but also doing some shows Saturday. There's so much happening. So much happening on the ground with our team on the East Coast. You've seen all the big national headlines and how we're fighting hard for America. Thanks for your support. But you're going to have Mr. Tate tomorrow co-hosting with Tom Papert and others. So look for a powerful transmission tomorrow. And please spread the word because your word of mouth is king. I was asking, because you're heavyweight champ, cruiserweight champ, and some of the biggest, roughest groups out there, some of the top ones. I mean, this is not this is rougher and more dangerous and bloody from what I've seen. You're the expert than the stuff we see in the UFC here in the U.S.
Yep.
I was asking, are you retired? Are you going to come back? I know you recently fought.
Yeah, I'm considering coming back. I've been offered a contract for next year, so I might be fighting in February. I'll probably be fighting in Romania. A lot of this stuff is big in Eastern Europe. So I'll have to be fighting the Eastern European guys, and they're always up for a fight.
They're not the soy boys.
No, they're not the soy boys, and this is what happens. Hard times make hard people. They live a harsh reality, so they've lived through socialism up until 1992, the Romanians, so they understand the horrors of socialism, and it created a very hard reality for them, which created very hard people.
I mean, I've seen some of your fights. It's brutal stuff.
Yeah, well, you have to be. You have to survive. It's them or me, so that's how you have to be. Sometimes.
So I mean, what's your favorite fight you ever had?
My favorite fight I ever had, I think I fought against a German champion, actually. You can see it on YouTube or on my website, CobraTape.com. I fought against a German champion. I accepted the fight on 3 days' notice. I didn't even train. I was drinking on holiday, and I turned up, and I just thought, fuck it. And I knocked him out. So there you go. So I finished him in the second round and broke his jaw and left him in he had to have one of those head brace things, you know, to correct all his face. And that made me happy. So
that's the thing. Can you overtrain and overthink it, or something's just going there with animal force?
Yeah. Sometimes you can certainly overtrain and you can definitely overthink it. Sometimes you can just get in there and just be in the mood for a fight. It's kind of weird the way fighting works. And you saw with Anthony Joshua, I mean, he won the last one, but the one before that, he just wasn't in the mood to fight. Sometimes you just don't feel like fighting, as crazy as that sounds, because it's not an emotional thing, is it? It's a pre-designated time and date. So you may not be in a particular violent mood. You might be in a pretty happy mood, and you got to go in there against some psychos. That's how it goes.
But isn't it once they start trying to take you down, something clicks, even if you're not in the mood?
Yeah, I think so, yeah, most of the time. But
does it ever get where things slow down, but you're even faster, but the fight seems slow?
I think with me, most of the time, I don't remember a lot of my fights. It's kind of like you watch him back afterwards. There's so much adrenaline.
Yeah, keep rolling that when he knocks and breaks his jaw. Keep rolling that. Keep going.
Yeah, you don't remember a lot of them. This is a different fight. This is against a French champion there. And if you go to, I think this is on YouTube. If you look on there, you'll find it against the German champ. But yeah, you don't remember a lot of it because adrenaline's so crazy. You don't really remember it. So that's just how it goes sometimes. You just have to get in there and see what happens.
Well, tomorrow you can get some of your highlights. We'll play those. They're just randomly going into these.
Yep.
But again, people get intimidated by masculinity, and then they try to dumb it down, act like dumb guys are strong. I've actually found a lot of times stronger men are actually also have a better intellect. I'm not putting people down that aren't physically strong. It's just, you know, there's a lot of guys a lot stronger than I am by, you know, magnitudes of 10. But there's this hatred of strength, like you said, and this pushing of mediocrity that is killing the species right now.
Absolutely, and it's done in every single possible way. If you watch every single movie now, there's women beating men up, which we all know is completely unrealistic. If you watch anything on TV, they always have the dad as some big bumbling idiot, and the woman is the smart, intelligent one who leads the family. The man doesn't know anything. Yeah, this is me beating a French champion up. This was a hard fight. This is a Dutch guy. I fought them all. I've been all around the world. I fought everybody.
I want to see you break this German's jaw.
I think it's a little bit earlier on in this video. I think it's a little bit earlier on. It's probably about 3 minutes earlier in this video, and you'll see it. And I'll show you the exact punch. Yeah, they'll see it. He has Germany shorts on, and I have America shorts on.
Because so you're American and British.
I'm American and British, and I always fought in the American colors. I liked walking in, you know, USA. So I always fought in the American colors. So you'll
I like that.
Yeah, they'll be able to see.
So what made you choose the USA colors over the British?
I think England's completely fallen. England's a fallen country. America, at least we still have freedom of speech. At least you still have the Second Amendment. You have some things left that preserve your democracy. England as a whole is completely fallen. The European Union controls every nation.
That's a shame because people used to really respect those
colors. England was the greatest empire on earth. They conquered the world. You couldn't mess with England.
And then they said, get rid of masculinity.
Yeah, and then that's it now. And now we have a situation where even it doesn't matter who the president is. It doesn't matter who the prime minister is. It doesn't matter who you vote for because European Union law supersedes British law anyway. So it's just how it works. So there's no, this is a long, hard fight. This is me against an Armenian. But yeah, there's no masculinity left in Western Europe as a whole. So England's a fallen country. So I always fought in American colors.
All right, let's go ahead and go to some calls. And I really appreciate you guys holding. I apologize. I'm out of control. But a lot's happening here on the show. We just really respect the callers. Reggie on the air from California. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
I can, brother. Thanks for holding.
Oh, such a huge honor to finally talk to you. I had to leave Alaska just to get a hold of you.
Well, you're awesome. But, here you are, brother.
I have multiple ideas to help fund the InfoWar. But first of all, I have to thank you for saving my masculinity with your fine products. I've been using them since 2012. They actually saved my mother's life in her own words.
Wow.
And helped my friend to have a baby. I actually have made a video series, like you said, Take Action, on exactly the best way to use your product. I believe I found the best way. And I made a video series and put them online.
Well, that's exciting. So, what's the name of it? We'll all look it up.
My YouTube channel is Reg from Alaska, R-E-G from Alaska, Reg from Alaska. And you go on the videos tab. They're called Click on Me to Live. And you got to start with water, and then you flush the colon, then you flush your blood. And if you do these three steps, there's more than that, but these first three are the most important.
Well, I know this. I mean, I ran a lot and worked out a lot when I was young, and then I got into radio and TV fighting the globalists and started not, you know, taking care of myself, started drinking more, and then the beer has a lot of the, you know, estrogen mimickers in it, the hops and things. And then I never thought I needed supplements, but and then I went and got my testosterone tested. I was like, whoa, so I went and took natural supplements to boost it back to what it should be, and that's how I've gotten healthy over the years, and that's what Super Male Vitality and other things do. But I mean, there's a reason men aren't masculine too. They're targeting us and trying to suppress it. You're absolutely right. And we've got Mr. Tate here, Andrew Tate, to break that down. What's your view on all the estrogen mimickers, the chemicals? Because even people that were masculine, they're just being bombarded.
Yeah, testosterone is the very basis of masculinity in every single form. And I think if you look at some of the cultures which people are least easy to control, these are high testosterone males. If you have a whole bunch of low testosterone males, you have slaves. Eunuchs. That's what they do. They just want a bunch of eunuchs.
The ancients used to chop your huevos off, and now they call it transgenderism. They're like, hey, it's cool. Let's chop all our babies' balls off. Yay!
Anything to be popular. Anything to, like I said, sell their souls to the devil. I saw something on Twitter the other day. Some guy was bragging about the fact that he was the one who brought the drag queens to the children's story hour and how proud he is of himself. And it was, you could tell, although there was a huge backlash, he just enjoyed the attention. This is a nobody who's a weak little man who's never achieved anything in his life.
And he's got major governments behind him.
That's right. So now he's damaging children with his insanity, and he knows deep down what he's doing is wrong, but for the first time in his life, he's getting attention, whether good or bad, and now he feels important. He's going to continue to spread the liberal insanity just to have a purpose. And this
Reggie, absolutely. Briefly, Reggie, finish up with what you're going to say, and then we have a guest popping in who I'm going to invite back for a full hour on all the shows. In fact, I wanted to get her as a reporter, and then just a year goes by. She's coming up. She's a great patron.
Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center?
Guaranteed, when the New York Times and its billionaire owner from a different country shut down the free speech rights in America, the New York Times will shut down next. That's what happens under communism.
But that's going on in front of the New York Times in New York City right now. In fact, spontaneously, if you live in New York and you're watching or listening, or you have friends and family in New York, tell them, go to the New York Times themselves and protest. In fact, let's organize a protest today from 5 to 7 Eastern. We'll cover it live during the War Room, his show today with Savannah Hernandez sitting in and doing a fabulous job. And I'll be part of that as well. Globalist lies. Andrew Tate's here. We're taking your phone calls. We're into Jose, David, everybody here today. We're going into the next hour. But I wanted to get Cherie Saber on because some of the folks I know ran into her when they were up in D.C. this week. And I was already familiar with her work. And then I saw her at some of the press conferences we had. So I had a chance to talk to her on the phone the other day. And she was telling me about being at the grassroots level in D.C. and Virginia for Trump. And if you think the infiltration is bad in the White House, it is incredible. The people trying to manage the Trump supporters are operatives, and they don't even really try to hide it. Cherie Saber is her Twitter, and she's done a lot of big work online, but got shadow banned and then banned, and then got kicked off Uber that she was driving as a job, and then got banned a bunch of other places, just like has happened to others, using this technocracy to go after people. So I wanted her to pop in today and talk about, as a grassroots activist, she's had the New York Times, the same people that are stalking us, same reporters, call her and try to set her up. And so they're really worried about her. And you say, well, why would they be worried about some lady? Well, some of her videos had 500,000 views, 20,000 views, 100,000 views. But she's a nice, smart mom, and she's going out doing reports, and she's shooting videos when she was Ubering. So they got her kicked off Uber.
Yeah, we talk about the Chinese social credit score and how they're going to start monitoring how people think and how they act. And if they don't behave themselves, they're not going to be able to fly, et cetera, et cetera. We're not that far away. If you're already going to start destroying people's life, you're destroying their life and their income. That's what we already do.
And they admit that's the model. I mean, that's a threat to everybody. But you talk about leftists, how they think they're part of the power structure and they go along with this evil, but they're pretending that they're part of the power structure by submitting. What is it, the instinct? I don't want to dominate people, but when people want to dominate me, I go crazy and spend all my time thinking about how I'm going to stop them.
Yeah, because you want to be self-reliant. You don't like the idea of completely relying on somebody, because that's a weakness, isn't it? Because it can always be exploited and used against you. And these people, exactly as you said, think that if they submit, if they give in, like the little gremlin from 300. Remember, have you seen that movie from 300? The little horrible creature who gives in to the invading.
Shows them the past.
Yeah, and he goes, well, if I'm a big enough pussy, they'll let me live. They'll hopefully not. They'll spare me. And look what happens to him in the end. That's what
he wanted to be a general too, so they make him a general.
Yeah, he sold his soul. That's all the liberals do. They just want to sell their soul to the invading power, and they think that they're going to be protected.
And of course, they're the first ones who get their throats slit
every single time.
Because if you take over and some traitor lowers the drawbridge, you've now got the castle. Who's the first person you want to get rid of? The dude that lowered the bridge.
Yep, absolutely. Because you don't trust his loyalty as a person, do you? And this is what these people do. They don't like self-reliance. We like self-reliance. These people are just hoping that they can just rely on these governmental systems, and they don't understand it. It's all going to be turned against them eventually, sooner or later.
It's unbelievable. Well, let's go to her. Cherie, I got a chance to talk to you about 10 minutes on the phone this weekend, and I appreciate you coming on today. And you're not a victim. You're not a victim, and you didn't want to get into this on air. You wanted to just come on and talk about how Trump's surrounded. But I want to talk about the persecution you've gone through, not just Laura Loomer getting kicked off, you know, Uber Eats and Uber and not allowed to use, these Airbnb. I mean, you lost your job for supporting Trump. These people are terrorists.
Yes. Hi, Alex. Good to see you again. And first, let me say, after saying hi to the Alex world, I know there are a lot of people listening across the world, and I want to say here, 2020 landslide Trump, for sure. But if you remember when I was on with you the last time, I mentioned that I was doing rideshare. And sometime after that, I guess when they got onto me and figured out, I was canceled for no reason from rideshare. I had a 4.9 stars and lots of great comments and accolade, and just out of the blue, they canceled me. So that's just one thing.
They want to punish you. That's why. They have to find a way to punish you. You do for wrong think. You have to think what they think.
So that's, you know, it's sad to say, but that is completely real. That people are being banned from things. So many people are not saying that they're Trump supporters because they're afraid. They're literally afraid for the ramifications of that.
Owen was in New York, and about 10% of people came up and said, I want you off air. We saw it on video earlier. I mean, these are un-American, dangerous people.
Yeah, and you know, the question is, my God, why? because they know all together that Donald Trump, as we know, has been doing very good, will continue to do good, is going to do good. And naturally, that's not what they anticipated, what they wanted. You know, they're continuously talking about, of course, impeachment from, as we know, the very, very beginning. We know they're not going to stop. And so, too, we should not stop. The deep state is real. It's very real.
Friends and actually, you didn't want to get into yourself, but that's why I wanted to tell that, just to know what you've gone through. I think Trump should give you a job because I've seen your reports. You're a really smart lady and met you. But just getting into it now, a little bit in the next segment, start getting into what you discovered in Virginia and D.C. And again, we're not going to get into all of it, but she's literally had to move and stuff because they came after her, okay? This is how crazy this is. But just start telling people what's really going on.
Oh, my God. During the election, of course, I was a complete novice to this. I kind of got into it by some hook of fate. And throughout the whole time, as I was working diligently for the campaign with the initiative of Moms for Trump, so many times they were pushing me aside. I wasn't able to expand on the initiative as much as I wanted to. Whenever I planned events, people would actually call and tell their constituents not to go to these events. But, you know, we still prevailed. I have found, in terms of voter fraud, people from Africa were being paid to vote when they didn't even have their green card. When I expose or expand on this, you know, I've been pushed to the side. We did an event through the Moms for Trump initiative, and it was with Laura Trump and Natalio in Loudoun County. And I remember they were literally pushing me, and they told me, you can't have the Moms for Trump on. And they were doing every single thing possible to make it as minimal as possible. So the same people that were...
By the way, stay right there. And you're at the lowest level. I had the fella on that managed four states officially for Trump saying the exact same thing last time. Wow. Neocon, yeah. Never Trumpers. We'll be right back to talk about this. Take this during the break. We were scarfing down some lunch. If we had Boss Hogg taking over and they weren't trying to destroy our families and poison us and do all this, I would fight Boss Hogg and speak out against Boss Hogg, but I would not be risking my life. The evil taking over is so systematic, so over the top, so anti-human, it makes you become a Christian if you're not. I mean, it's satanic. No one can deny it now. And I can't believe so many people are joining with it. I think I like Stockholm Syndrome. They're scared. They go, well, I better try to make a friend of the devil. You don't do that. What would you call this time we're in, Andrew Tate?
Yeah, that's the ultimate act of cowardice, isn't it? Instead of resisting, you just pretend there's no problem, putting your head in the sand. It's the ultimate act of cowardice. And you'll see this all the time when people are afraid to resist something. It doesn't matter what the issue is. It doesn't matter what the particular gripe is. If they're afraid to resist and fight against it, the first thing they do is pretend there's no problem. Oh, what problem? Oh, it's fine. It's okay. What censorship? I don't see censorship. Like, you can point it out right directly in front of them, but they'll ignore the facts because then they don't have to be upset or concerned about what's going to come because they don't want to be concerned because they don't have any kind of balls to resist it. So they're going to pretend it didn't happen at all.
I agree. And there's this paradox. I want to ask our guest about that who's on the Skype with us. There's this paradox where there's no world government. Nobody wants your speech. There's no human-animal hybrids. And now we're going into, oh, yeah, that's all real. You better shut up or we'll arrest you, not just take your speech. So one group is saying it doesn't exist. One group's awake saying we need to do something. And then another group is saying it does exist and you better submit to it. So we're kind of entering that point where how are people going to deny all this when it's all out in the open now?
And that's what we said earlier about, and that's what Owen was saying. They're going to ban all the conservatives. And then once you're only left with liberals, they're going to decide who's more liberal than others, who believes in what, and they're going to continue to ban people and just...
And it just gets more extreme.
Yep, natural selection until you're left with the top most crazy 1%.
That's what happens with the jihadis.
Yep, that's exactly what happens. Yep, absolutely right.
What is... I mean, I've been to England a lot, and I'm just in the last 20 years, I've probably been there 10 times. And I mean, it's just every time I go back, it's worse, more unrecognizable. And then you go out to rural areas, and it looks like London, Stan.
Yeah, that's London now. And it's we've got the Muslim mayor who promotes it. And what happens with the native English people? What do most native English people do? They pretend there's no problem. They say, what problem? Oh, it's fine. I don't know what you're talking about. This is the ultimate act of cowardice, is to pretend there's no issue at all. Because it's the easiest way to... you have an excuse then to not resist it, don't you? If you pretend...
And again, if they were people coming in adopting some of the culture, it'd be fine. They're not adopting. The government doesn't want people to adopt the culture. Cherie Saber is a great American patriot. She's talking about this. She's exposed so many big reports. They just disappeared, took her website away, didn't even know what's happened. She's got a new one coming, momsfortrump.us, coming in just about a month, and I'll have her back on then. But again, you didn't want to come on about how you've been persecuted. You're like, no, because you're a winner. But it just shows how bad it is, even to a woman who's just out there on the front lines, because you're good looking, you're smart, they're scared of you. But then you were witnessing exactly the things. When you were telling me on the phone, it's exactly what this other guest, I forget his name, we should get him back on. He's an author too, but he publicly ran at least 4 states, ran another 7 partially. I mean, it says official campaign head for Trump. How the Never Trumpers came in, how he barely beat them, how he's worried this time, how they'll lie to Trump's face, lie to his family's face. But you've seen this in Virginia and D.C. at the events for yourself.
I have seen it 100%. I want people to know that this is real. When you talk about the deep state, it is real. After the election, I'm told by friends of mine that the people were crying, particularly in places like the EPA. They were crying. They were writing horrible things about the president. So it is real. It has not died. It is still there. I think that... what everyone, first of all, the conversation must continue. We must continue to talk to people, talk about it, and not just be afraid. I think mostly people are afraid. People cannot believe that something like this is actually happening. They don't believe it. And as a result of not believing it, they will go and they will shroud themselves.
Tell a few more of the stories, because you've been involved at the grassroots level and seen this, where they're literally talking trash about Trump and then think you're in on it until they discover. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, 100%. You would go to these, you would go to events and people would just form and ferment lies. they make up lies about you if you are a full supporter of Donald Trump. And then they try to do, and even sometimes the very ones who say that they are supporting Donald Trump. Now, this is not going to be too much different. They've had 4 years now to plan. They have had 4 years now to do the brainwashing, 4 years now to keep people from voting for Trump. So we have to look, we all know Trump is going to win, and I say by a landslide, but this can happen if we continue to speak. We continue the narrative. There are a tremendous amount of stories about how people are underhanded. They do weird things. They pull you into the circle and then basically chop you up. Just so, you know, what is it? 5 ways from Sunday. So make no mistakes about it. It is extremely real. The degradation.
Folks wouldn't believe the high level people. People wouldn't believe the high-level supposed Trump supporters that behind the scenes have tried to undermine Trump to me and then tried to get me to join them. I mean, it's like a James Bond movie.
Yes,
Yeah, they talk about, you know, look, I sit with people. I would say, what is it? Someone would say, in a high level, by the way, who works for one of the high-level newspapers, I hate Trump. Why? He's a crook. Well, how is he a crook? And you can never go beyond that.
He's you never get an answer. Yeah, they always have something generic.
Yeah, the question is, you know, how, you know, a billionaire becoming president is one thing, or becoming politician, but how do politicians in only 4 years become billionaires, speaking about crookery? Where is the crookery, right?
Oh, they're so mad because he's cut the gravy train off. Yeah, he's cut the lobbyist off.
Yes, and we can go on. So... going forward, people are being banned. They're taking down. I had a young lady on one of my Moms for Trump events, and she's extremely astute. At the time, I had her speaking at the event because she wasn't even old enough yet to vote. But she was extremely active within the campaign and extremely, extremely smart. And recently, she had to take down one of the event video where she was speaking because she was being harassed.
Oh, yeah.
She was being harassed. So this kind of a thing is continuously going on. Again, I would like to say to people, please don't be afraid. By the way, I want to say a big heads up and handout to Owen Schroyer for taking that initiative. I've always felt that people should do that. The American people are the government, not the other way around. We all know that. But I think through this experience, it seems that conservatives and real American patriots, are, whether they're being held back or they're afraid or they don't believe it's happening, it is all happening. We have to go forward deeply, strongly, and with every resolve possible.
Beautifully said. Please join us again.
It happens.
On all the shows. Come back with me next week and take calls. Get more into this with you for a full hour. And please come on the other shows, because when you were on 100%. A few years ago and a year ago, I really loved having you on. And then time flies. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, there's a Cherie Saber. We need to get her
it
back
does
on.
Fly.
How do people find you? Sure, go ahead.
People can find me. Go to my Moms for Trump Facebook. It's there, Moms for Trump Virginia on Facebook. You can find me also, Cherie Saber, on Facebook. Alex, I think I found you because I was looking at an interview you did with Louis Farrakhan. And I think perhaps if you hadn't thought about it, to start doing face-to-face interview with people again. This is one of the ways that I plan to go forward with Moms for Trump, interviewing people out there in the grassroots. So many people have so much to say. You wouldn't believe some of the experiences, especially at the inauguration. People have so much, so many interesting stories. And I think it would be a good idea to get them all out there as part of the initiative of part of the path to move 2020 to a landslide.
Oh, yeah, they're really scared of that. That's why Facebook banned, oh, they don't ban you. Trump ad that said, we're looking for strong women in the campaign. Anything good gets sabotaged. You're awesome. Please come on again next week. Promise me you will. And we really appreciate you. God bless.
I will make time for you, Alex. Thank you so much. Thank you for the hard work. My God, I watch you work so hard, so diligently. And I do also, like everyone else, totally endorse the products. Again, I love
God
that.
God bless you for keeping us on air. Thank you, Cherie.
So much. Look, okay.
Folks like her always thank you. Always thank me. Thank me. We're all under attack. I'm just fighting for my life here. I mean, I'm not criticizing folks that thank me. I just want them to get the point of, this is a fight, man. We're being attacked.
Well, imagine, look how hard we resist and look all the things that they're still managing to get away with. Imagine we didn't resist at all. Imagine what would have happened by now if we weren't here, if you weren't broadcasting, if we weren't telling people the truth. Imagine what would have happened thus far without your voice, Alex.
Well, without your voice. Now, I appreciate the caller speaking of voice. I promise we're going bam, bam, bam to everybody. It's amazing. Mackenzie, Jose, David, Jeff, Tad, John, Jim, Joshua, stay with us.
The first Noel the angels did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay.
All right, we're taking your phone calls right now. Matt Bracken has got a lot to cover. He's coming up. I'm going to get to everybody that's on hold. I appreciate you all holding this. I said everybody holding is already held too long. You all get a free T-shirt. Give me your address, your size, and we'll send you one of the T-shirts at InfoWarsStore.com because I respect you, and I can't stand it when I don't get to your calls, but I'm getting better at taking them. Without further ado, Jose in Mexico, thank you for holding from Mexico, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Right off the bat, it's an honor to be speaking with you.
And honor to talk to you.
Thank you, sir. Well, you know, real quick background story on me. I was 9 years old back in 1991 when my parents took me to the United States illegally. 21 years later, I got deported back in 2012, and that's okay because I know it's not the government's fault. But I'm over here. I've been over here 7 years. I've experienced Mexico for what it is, and I can speak on that. Now, I'm working on my bachelor's degree, 3 more years, and I'll be able to reapply to my U.S. citizen wife and child.
Wow.
Meanwhile, what I want to say to people in L.A., because that's where I was raised, you know, remember to all you immigrant people who immigrated one way or another recently in the past 10 years, remember why your parents brought you there or why you yourself came over there. Because that's the reason why you need to be fighting for America. You know, I came to Mexico thinking it was a great place, right? Vacation, everything's all good, but it's not. Okay, people here are afraid of the government, the police, the military. People have been robbed from their being able to stand up against what's not good.
You're saying they've been dominated, they've been cowed.
Yeah, you know, only by having lived in the freest nation in the world are you able to recognize...
By the way, I always wonder how that is, because, I mean, Mexicans from Mexico or the U.S. will get in a fight with you in 2 seconds. You're not going to push Mexicans around, but then the government does push them around. I mean, Mexicans aren't wimps, but how has Mexico gotten so corrupt and so dominated? And it seems like the people can't stand up because there's so much corruption, or what is it?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think gun control is one of those things that have kept Mexicans down, I think, psychologically. When you go out on the streets, you see the street militarized. You see military in downtown, police with their big old rifles, right? And that psychologically...
You said it, bingo. The citizens don't have a culture of being armed themselves, and it allowed the crime and corruption to explode.
That's right. Exactly. Listen, I just want to touch up real quick. There's a lot of potential patriots in L.A. I know it because I came out of South Central and East Los Angeles. And I know that they're against the coup. They're against what they call the Illuminati. They're against it. They just don't know who it is. They think it's Trump, but it's not Trump. It is not, you know, and that's the thing. This can be explained to them so easily, but if I was over there, Alex, I'll be doing the footwork myself because I have the street card. I grew up right there. And I will be doing the footwork myself. All they need is a little...
Hey, guys, get this fellow's name and number because I'm starting a new podcast. I've finally done it a few times where we have some of the best callers on. Please be part of that show, Jose. Save his number. Please put it in the file. God bless you, Jose. We appreciate you. He's making some great points. But, I mean, take Mexico. A lot of machismo, tough, some of the best fighters. People don't... You don't go start a fight with Mexicans anywhere. They'll fight back and probably kick your ass. But they're so dominated by their government. What is it?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a level of corruption, like you said, that they get to where there's just... how can you compete? They don't feel like they can fight against it. Even the cartels now. The cartels are running rampant. The police can't deal with them. I was speaking to a Mexican friend of mine. I was saying, well, Trump offered to come along and obliterate them. And he's like, well, the cartel and the government, they're all kind of talking to each other. They're all half friends. You know, everything's so muddled over there. It's hard to find a good and bad. Everything's muddy.
We're starting to get like that.
Yeah, we're starting to get like that. And then it goes downhill from there very, very quickly.
But I'll say this. Mexico's starting to push back against the transgender stuff.
Well, that's one of the things that's kind of crazy where, like, especially in England, we have this whole Muslim debate and we have a big problem with the jihadis, et cetera, et cetera. Someone was saying to me, oh, you know, but their countries are crazy. And I say, okay, their countries are crazy, but they're not chopping their sons' dicks off. It's kind of, you know, we're getting to a point where almost you can view some parts of our culture and we're more crazy than anybody.
I was about to say, the good for the Muslims saying, no, you're not going to teach my five-year-old how to get blowjobs.
Yeah, absolutely.
And by the way, I'm a family show, folks. I don't like to talk about this. They're chopping little children's penises off, so we're going to say penis on air because we want to warn people. This is what's going on. We're not supposed to say it on air, but we let John Hopkins chop three-year-olds' testicles off. No! More calls back in 60 seconds. Thank you, Jose. I want to get him on the show. These are all great callers, but we need to get a caller from Mexico. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, CobraTate.com. Stay with us.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Cobra Commander, salute you. Hail Cobra.
Well, thank you very much, Alex. Thank you.
Cobra. Cobra.
You've got that voice nailed.
Cobra. Introducing new Cobra currency with Matt Bracken. We'll defeat you, Navy SEALs.
So, my voice is a little out these days, but I just can do perfect Cobra Commander voice.
Still sounds pretty good.
Autobots transform and roll out. Megatron, prepare for battle.
Are you a Transformer, Alex?
No, but I can do, you know, people say I should do voiceovers. I actually
did. You should do voiceovers.
Yeah. I used to do them. I got paid big money, folks. When Bush was in, the Hollywood thought I didn't like Republicans. I didn't like Bush. So I had big jobs. I never even sought them out. I was doing all these big jobs, national jobs. And as soon as Obama got in and started bashing him, they went, wait a minute, it was like a record skipped.
Yeah.
That it was like, no more jobs.
Yeah, he's, you cannot criticize him. You're not allowed. They said, who is it? Is it Voltaire who said, look at who you can't criticize, you see who controls you?
Absolutely. McKenzie in Arizona, since you're on the transgender story. I love Paul Watson. but he wrote this headline wrong. NHS overdiagnosing sex change treatments for children. Well, over fears of being labeled transphobic. Over, I'm sorry.
If it's children, one is over. They're children. What do children know? Well, if I was a kid and I said I was Batman, no one took me seriously.
Exactly. Well, it's like the NHS is shooting too many children in the head. 1,000's right, but not 5,000.
And this is one of the big problems with the UK. They constantly talk about how there's not enough money for the NHS and the National Health Service. It was set up post-World War II to deal with people who are coming back from war. It should be for essentials. It shouldn't be for sex changes and all these crazy psycho ads. They're giving out psycho drugs and stuff.
Sorry.
No.
Who keeps saying that?
The NHS is a black hole of money because they keep... I mean, if you're going to start giving sex changes out for free, left, right, and center... You're going to run out of cash, aren't you?
My God, incredible deal. They're chopping our children's genitals off for free. What an amazing deal.
Sign up
Come
here.
Come on in. Chop your children's genitals off for free.
Sign
Step
up here.
Step right up, ma'am. We've got a wood chipper. Does it in just a few seconds. Andrew the Cobra Tate. That's your nickname is the Cobra.
The Cobra. That's right.
Probably didn't make sense. I was doing the Cobra stuff, but now it does.
Cobra Commander.
Can you say Cobra?
Cobra.
Cobra.
Not like you. You're the talented one.
You can say it. Say Cobra.
I don't want to.
Look at Matt Bracken. He looks like he might work for Cobra. They can put him on. I don't trust him. Look at that little sneaky Cobra. He kind of looks like a little Cobra, too. Look at him. Can we put Matt Bracken on screen? Look at that little sneaky Cobra.
Little sneaky.
I'm going to stop. I had too much coffee. Let's go. Mackenzie, I apologize. You're calling from Arizona. You're on the air worldwide.
Hey, can you hear me, Alex?
I can.
All right. It's actually McKenna, but no worries. So I'm a 20-year-old.
McKenna. Did I say it wrong? What did I say? Mackenzie.
Mackenzie. Yes.
Like Spuds Mackenzie. Okay. You're not a bull terrier. You're McKenna. Sorry.
It's okay. So basically, I'm just a 20-year-old mom, stay at home, and I watch your guys' videos all the time. And yeah, I know that you guys were talking about like transgender and everything and like cutting things off and whatnot. But I was actually wondering, how do you think that kind of correlates with circumcision? Because I'm all about consent and everything, so I don't know, you know, how...
No, I hear you. I think people have an argument for that because nobody asked me when they did that, and I don't know what it feels like if I supposedly had all that on there. So, I mean, I get where that's going. Like, you know, I'm not the Sanhedrin, man. I'm not, you know, but I'm sure they sure took a knife to it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So... And right now I'm actually pregnant with our baby boy, our number two. So we're kind of like on the fence, and I just kind of wanted to see your guys' opinion on it and everything with the fact that transgender.
Well, also, you know, I mean, you know, is the doctor going to do a good job?
Exactly.
Because you know what happens when they mess up? When they mess up, they just take more off.
And then you give the kid medication, too, and you don't know how they're going to react to the medication due to the fact that they're babies.
Well, here's where we got to... God didn't build us to have part of our pecker cut off when we're born.
Well, yeah, and this is quite an American thing. I don't know if many Americans know that outside of America, this doesn't happen. It's not a standardized procedure. In Europe, it's not standardized at all. So this is an American thing that they kind of push and say has to be done and is necessary. Outside of America, no one does it.
Yeah.
So that shows that, I mean, there's people all over Europe. There's plenty of men born. It's never happened.
But think about this. The Muslims chop the little girl's clitoris off. Now, okay.
Yep.
So, like, it's like, you know what? We need to stop cutting kids' genitals off.
Yeah, as a whole, it's probably
just keep the knives away from the packages.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea.
And God, if God wanted, you know, you to not have a dick, excuse me, Lord, a tallywhacker, he would have left it off. And it's the same thing for the little girls here. That's ma'am, I apologize for using those terms, but I mean, that's what we're talking about here, right? I mean, we're talking about, oh, look, our baby boy. Ah, Thunder exactly. The Barbarian and his magical sun sword.
My boyfriend even says, like, oh, well, isn't it like a Jewish thing or something like that? I was like, babe, we're not Jewish. And he's like, well, I have it done. I was like, well.
Yeah, because it's an American thing. This is anti-Semitic.
Chop it all off or you're racist.
You don't need.
I'm ordering you, McKenna. Hell, put his whole baby in a wood chipper or you're racist.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm being sarcastic, but see, I could...
No, I know.
How about you're not trans-living, trans-able? People dump Drano in their eyes, and the government pays for it in the UK, and then they pay for the person being blind. Well, what if you're trans-dead?
Trans-dead, I like that. It's a new one.
You just blow your head off and, you know...
My answer is sure. I don't think you need to do that. I know, like I said...
Why are you being extreme? Why are you getting people to think they're dead, you know? Be a little bit diverse there.
Yeah.
I think you should have to pay for people to be trans dead.
Take my money.
What if they identify that you killed them?
Then I guess I'm going to jail.
Or you're raping them.
I don't have an answer, Alex. I don't know.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens when I have three cups of Wake of America coffee. McKenna, I really appreciate your call. Take good care of that baby. Keep those vaccines away. And I think, ask him. And later, if he's, 18 years old and past the date of whatever, if he wants to do that, then I think that's up to him. What do you think?
I think that is an absolute, that's exactly where my mindset was going, because we haven't given her a vaccine ever since the vitamin K shot. The vitamin K shot actually given her gut damage. We had her on medicine. She had really bad acid reflux on top of jaundice, so we were in the hospital for days. So after that,
wow,
we cut off, no vaccine. So she absolutely is a healthy baby, almost 1.5, So now that we're on baby number 2, my boyfriend's already on board with me with vaccines. I got him on, on my side with that, because at first he was kind of, topsy-turvy. And now that we have a boy, our only concern is circumcision, and he's kind of for it, just based off, family views. And
well, sure, it's like, you want his to look like his. I mean, I think we should. This is a big discussion. I appreciate your call. I mean, it's some weird Middle Eastern thing, chop the wiener off, chop the little girl. I mean, let's just leave it alone.
Yeah, I think you should leave it alone. It's not necessary. Like I said, in nearly every country in Europe, nobody does it. It's not standardized.
But again, we're not supposed to say wiener on air. It's just okay to go after their. And again, it's like in ancient times, like only the priesthood in Israel had it as well. It's like, are you in the priesthood? Yeah, look at this. Now, then it was all the Jews, and now it's everybody else. And I think the Jews should ask their kids if they want that done. I think the Muslims should ask their daughter when they're 18. Hey, you want me to chop that off? And I got a feeling she's not going to want to have that chopped off. Tate, I can't believe we're having these discussions here, but this is the craziness of society. What's up with society trying to cut kids' genitals off? Jeez.
Yeah, it's pretty far down, though.
You believe we got to say don't do this?
I'd like to think we don't have to, but we have to say a bunch of things that we shouldn't have to say. That's what this whole channel's based on, saying things we shouldn't have to say.
Did you hear what that horrible Alex Jones said? He said we shouldn't let the Muslims chop little girls up.
Terrible man, Alex.
Matt Bragg's coming up, and he'll be with us in the next segment, but I promised before... all that's holy that I'd take all these calls. So we're going to go to John. Everybody gets 1 minute. Jim, Tad, Jeff, and David. Because that lady was on for 10 minutes and she made great points. And then I teased her about the wood chipper. And I was not joking about her child. I was joking about how sick it is that they're trying to legitimize all this evil. Matt Bragg, we're going to break in 30 seconds. But what do you got coming up?
I'm going to talk about guns in Virginia. Guns in Virginia. Look what I brought. I brought a show and tell.
That's right, because they're starting the registration for the confiscation.
That's right.
That's a nice rig you're running. What is that little baby?
That's a little Bushmaster carbine.
So you've got the evil Bushmaster being sued by the same law firm suing me out of Connecticut.
That's what I like about it.
Just watching Louie Gohmert during the last break annihilate them in Congress. I mean, this is Matt Bragg's going to break all that down. He's with us shotgunning right now. But let's get these calls in. John in California, thanks for holding. You're on the air with Andrew Tate, Matt Bracken, and yours truly. Go ahead.
Hello, hello, hello. Can you hear me, sir?
I sure can. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Good afternoon and Merry Christmas, gentlemen. Good to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
I just like to tell you that I start off all my mornings with Survival Shield X2, Ultra 12, and Ultimate Krill Oil to get that nice clarity for the day. And then in the evenings when I start up my Uber ride, I take Brain Force Plus to keep that sharp focus and keep my riders safe for the evening. It is serendipitous that you had that Uber driver on talking about how she lost her job. I feel bad for her.
Well, that's what they do. They target and they persecute people. And I don't want to do a plug here because I want to get these calls and let Matt Bracken take over. But I said, give me your honest opinion. Do you like TurboForce? And you said it's a product you really like.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's fantastic. It's the best. I've tried a lot of pre-workouts, et cetera, but there's something different about TurboForce. And you can take our word for it or you can try it yourself and see.
Well, thanks for the plug. But, I mean, we did go out and get one of the top guys. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the attacks. But to where it would be long, clean, good energy is what we wanted. And so that funds the operation, so it's a win-win. John, you want to talk about Satan in the media. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I love your video that you have. The reporter from maybe back in the 60s or 70s talking about what would Satan do. And he lists all these things in his examples of
evil in the world, and he says Satan would keep on doing the same thing. It'd be really cool to see a parody video saying, what would Jesus do as Trump arrests the pedophiles and breaks up the pedophile rings, as Owen Schroyer confronts Nadler in the House of Congress, Dan Vigino and upcoming independent journalists are springing up everywhere. The resistance is cleaning up trash across the country. Kanye West praises Jesus in prison. And
you're totally right. That is a great video that we put, Darren McBrain did to Paul Harvey. He made that back in the 70s. What would the devil do? We should do What Would Jesus Do? That's a great idea.
Yes, sir. I would like to give a warning to Trump. Those rooms in the basement of Congress, he should do an immediate and thorough inspection with radiological checks as well. There may, in fact, be potentially, this is just, some theories, warheads in the bottom of Congress or warheads in the bottom of the Senate, because they're waiting for all of the people that they want to get rid of to be in the same place at the same time.
Oh, there's no doubt the most dangerous place is the Capitol during a State of the Union. They admit that. I mean, they keep it freezing cold down the basement, so nerve gas moves slower. They've got all sorts of snoopers and everything. Because America had God, it had all the power. Now that we're losing that, we're losing all the power, but all the evil came here to take it over. Great points. So there's no way to get to these great calls to get to everybody, because they all make great points. Matt Bracken, you want to comment on where do you think the most dangerous place in America is? Wouldn't it be Congress during a State of the Union? That's what deep state or terrorist or the Chi-Coms would want to hit?
I think the D.C. area, the Northern Virginia, Maryland suburb nexus, period, because that's like Mordor. That's why they call it Mordor on the Potomac. That is the heart of the swamp, and that's where all the Fed guns are, and they take care of themselves first and above all.
That's right. Matt Bracken's coming up. Let's go to another call. Tad in Georgia, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Thanks for holding.
It's an honor to talk to you, Alex. I want to let you know, in 2013, you woke me up. Your product saved my life and helped me choose Jesus.
Wow, thank you.
And it's because of him that I'm here today.
That's good news.
And I wanted to bring up a couple points. I really miss Dr. Group on your show. I don't know where he went, but I'd love to see him and Mike
Group's
Adams.
Group's a great guy. They actually, the deep state tried to infiltrate him and overthrow him and everything. And I just said, hey, why don't you take it easy for a while? That's what happens when you get involved with me at those levels. I mean, they came after him, but we'll get Group back on soon.
That'd be awesome, man. And I'd really love to see some more, reach out to the guys in the media who are really exposing the New World Order as well. Like, Kanye and what he's doing right now is just amazing.
Well, I mean, I've talked to Kanye's people, and he's wanted to come on, but they manipulated him not to come on. And he's talked about the show, so he's welcome anytime we want Kanye West on.
And Trey Smith is another guy I really want to see you do some more stuff with. An amazing guy.
Okay, I'll look into that. Thank you so much, brother. I got to jump because I won't get to everybody. Thank you. I always squeeze everybody in at the end. But who else would you like to see on the show, Andrew? Who else should we get on here?
Kanye would be amazing to hear his points of view, but I know we were talking to him, but he's going to have a whole bunch of people around him which are going to try their best to prevent it.
Yeah, absolutely. I was talking to folks who were down in Houston. They said he ran away from his entourage and was just for hours all over the Galleria by himself without security.
Yeah.
So he definitely is trying to get away from those folks. I'm not attacking his security, but just talking to him was just ridiculous. Let's go ahead and talk to Jim in California. Jim, you're on the air.
How you doing?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to thank you for today. It is so good to hear you up and happy. A few days ago, you were so down and saying, I'm done. You don't know how many people you affect with that when you do that.
I apologize. Yeah. I try to stay in a good mood. I just get so pissed sometimes that I kind of. Andrew, how do you deal with that? Because you're a guy that's focused and driven, but sometimes it goes overboard. At least it does with me.
Yeah, absolutely. It's called being passionate. It's called caring. There's no other way to be if you care about what you do. It's gonna happen. The key is that you don't let it get you down, and you do exactly what you're doing now. And like Jim is saying, you bounce back and you continue to fight. That's
I wouldn't even call it it's beyond a rage. It's more just you're too intense too long, and then you just get irritable. I don't know how to
I know exactly what you mean. And you could burn out and quit, but that's not who we are as people, is it? We're always
Well, so how do you relax then?
That's a really good question. How do I relax? That's a really good question. I don't know entirely. I think I'm still relatively young, 33. I don't think I don't relax too often.
I never relax. People say, what do you relax? I do more work.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, how do I relax? If I'm awake, I'm working, or I'm constructing towards something. It's usually how it is. So yeah, there's periods of burnout, but we survive. We're survivors, Alex. We're hard to kill. Steven Seagal.
And neither is this guy right here. Look at Matt Bragan right there. Boy, Steven Seagal's a character behind the scenes. Thank you, Jim. David in Kentucky. Sorry to move so quick. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
I'm almost out of time, brother. You're a trooper. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Alex?
Good. Good, brother. All right, let him get David.
Can you hear me, Alex?
Yeah, you guys, get David and get Jeff's number, and then when we take calls again, we'll call them and they'll be at the front of the line. I really try to go to them all. Andrew Tate, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure to meet the one and only Alex Jones.
No, the one and only Andrew Tate. And the one and only Matt Bracken's coming up, enemiesforeigndomestic.com. Man, Virginia's really trying to cause a civil war, aren't they? A lot of folks are saying this is where it could start again. Didn't the first one start in Virginia or close to it?
Certainly nearby.
Yeah, bring Matt up real quick. Matt, yeah, am I right? Didn't the first one pretty much start there?
Yes, and then a lot of the Revolutionary War, and it's the seat of power now. It's Mordor on the Potomac. It's the flashpoint. It's where it's going to happen.
Why is the guy that is in KKK outfits and then killing babies trying to start a civil war? Matt Bracken answers that on the other side. Andrew Tate's our guest. Owen Schroyer is on fire in New York City. He's going to be there tonight. He's there right now outside New York Times, bullhorning him. Join him there, please. And let those scumbags know that we'll fight them in the information warfare in the third dimension, not just in cyberspace.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. It's Matt Bracken. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, you've got me for the rest of the hour. And today we're going to talk about guns, the right to keep and bear arms, and the tyrants in Virginia and other states that are trying to turn us into Mexican peasants. You know, Mexico came up last hour in that discussion. The reason that they're not free is because they're unarmed. They're just like corn ground up in a mill. The only people that want you to be gun free are criminals and politicians. You know, but I repeat myself, they of course love a disarmed peasantry, and that's what's going on in Virginia right now. The radical left wing socialist governor, the baby killer, Ralph Blackface Northam, he wants to secure the votes of the cities, but he also wants no trouble from the peasants out in the hinterland. They were going to go for a pure confiscation, outlawing assault weapons. And note that I didn't say assault rifles. By their definition, an assault weapon is any semi-automatic firearm capable of holding a magazine that holds more than 10 rounds, which is basically, you know, every Glock, every Sig, every Springfield, every HK pistol out there. And they recently relented because of the pushback they've been getting from the Sanctuary County movement. They recently relented and are saying, all right, we'll put in a grandfather clause and we'll allow you to keep your existing quote unquote assault weapons. But you're going to have to register them, which, as we know from history, is just confiscation by steps. Because every time that a tyrant wants to register the guns, it's so that down the road, he or his successor can just call for the list and then send the SWAT teams door to door, you know, surrounding a neighborhood, surrounding a house, knocking on the door with 20 or 30 cops around it, saying, here's the list. These are the weapons. If you don't want to be turned into a mini Waco, then hand them over now. That's what registration means, and that's why Virginia patriots aren't going to be fooled by it for 1 minute. In fact, on January the 20th, 2020, there's going to be a massive rally in Richmond at the Virginia Assembly of gun owners. And one of the things that the laws are going to supposedly outlaw is assembling in public with weapons. You know, that's the part of that right to keep and bear arms. They're going to outlaw that. So they're going to outlaw, quote unquote, militia training, even though, you know, militias are part of our founding. And in fact, the father of the Bill of Rights, George Mason, he said, what is the militia? It's all of the people except for a few public officials, meaning the militia is everybody. So when they say we're only the militia can have weapons, they're talking about everybody. And in the 1780s, when they were defining these terms, well-regulated meant well-functioning, like a clock that worked well. It didn't mean regulated by the government. That concept of regulation was a century or more in the future. Well-regulated meant like a clock, like a machine that worked perfectly, a printing press that, you know, the letters came down straight. That was well-regulated. It was the government that took that term and reused it later to mean government oppression, government regulation. Now, as you can see today, I'm wearing my camo, and I've got a new pendant today. And the point of the camo and the pendant is that, yeah, I'm a gun guy. Come and get me. I'm not going to ever back down. This is like, you know, Owen Schroyer has his way, which is right out on the street with the bullhorn, intentionally skylining himself. This is to give other people an example. Don't be afraid. Don't cower. That's what they want you to do. And that's why I wrote this book, 15 years ago. I wrote Enemies Foreign and Domestic. It was so that in the future, because I could see this coming long, long, long time ago. I wrote this so that in the future, when these things that I write about in the novel, when they're coming true, when it's actually coming to pass, people will say, well, Matt Bracken, he's been making some damn good guesses. I think I'll listen to him. That's why I wrote the book. That's why, you know, I have the honor of sharing this space with Owen, with people like Owen Schroyer and obviously, you know, the great one himself, Alex. So I'm here because I've made good predictions, and I'm here also. Part of this function of writing books like Enemies Foreign and Domestic is to warn the would-be tyrants. Just because you're the type of a tyrannical cuck that probably, you know, oppresses your own family members, your oppresses your own the subordinates, it's not going to work to try to push this on the free people of Virginia or any state. It's just not going to work. And just to emphasize the point of this, I brought along a show and tell. And the reason that I'm showing this is, yeah, I'm one of them. This is what I do. And it's not a hanger queen. It's not like a safe queen. This is something that works. It's got a laser that takes knocks. Anything on your carbine that can't get drug around, get rid of it. A nice thing about a good laser is you can zero it in the field. That means as long as this baby is still zeroed, you can zero this just by tweaking the knobs without even having to shoot around. Got a nice aftermarket Magpul stock. Got 60 rounds ready to go. See that? A nice Burris 3 power so that I can make those 500-yard resting shots and those 300-yard offhand shots. Yeah, and what's the point of all that? Okay, Matt, you got a gun. So what? Some guys have got guns that can shoot past 1,000 yards. Some people only have a pistol. The point is, if these tyrants want to go for it and try to turn half of America into outlaws, into felons, by passing laws that go directly against the Bill of Rights, there's going to be a fight. And I've got to warn these tyrants. I study history. I study history back to ancient times. Never in history ever has there been a civil war where half of the people had deer rifles that could make 500-yard shots. It changes the equation. Think about Afghanistan. We've been there 18 years, and we have been unable to subdue a couple thousand ragtag Taliban armed with AK-47s and Dushka 12.7 millimeters, all iron sight weapons, old Enfields. We have everything: Predator drones, computers, remote cameras and sensing devices all over the country, and we have not been able to subdue the Taliban. What kind of insane person thinks that they're going to force millions of Virginians to register their semi-automatic weapons that have been legal all the way up until today, and that people are just going to file in and put their names down? Well, they're not going to. It's going to be a massive display of civil disobedience against this law. And if, like Northam says, there's going to be consequences, well, there's going to be unintended consequences going the other way. And I would hate to be driving out in rural Virginia through these twisty, windy country roads over hill and dale and across little bridges and passes when there are millions of deer hunters who, for a hobby, go out in the woods every fall and winter, and they hunt, stalk, snipe, shoot. Then they hang a 200-pound mammal by its heels up in a tree, and they gut it and they skin it. This is what free people do for a hobby. Can you imagine trying to go out into rural America to disarm Americans? It might work if you have an entire, SWAT team for each one. There just aren't enough people. Enough cops and feds. There aren't enough. They'll be outnumbered thousands to one, and they'll be outranged. And I'll talk about this more on the other side of the break.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones with Matt Bracken.
Hey guys, there's something about this show that makes it special, and it's the fact that guests like me are allowed to talk. I mean, imagine me on Fox News, ain't gonna happen. Most of the guests on InfoWars, simply by being on InfoWars, are blackballed in the mainstream media. So it's important to keep this outlet going. This is an information war. That's what it really is. If we get to the shooting part of a civil war, you can say everybody's already lost, because a civil war would be a catastrophe. But what it means is that to stave off the shooting war, which is why I wrote my books, as sort of like a clarion call and a warning, to prevent the shooting war, we need to keep the comms going. And that means keeping InfoWars going. So by shopping at InfoWars, you are directly funding your own tactical strategic communication channel. We don't have George Soros behind us. We don't have Michael Bloomberg behind us. In Virginia, Bloomberg outspent the NRA 8-1, which is why they turned that state blue, one of the reasons. So we're in a fight. And the way that you fight in this war is you directly fund the InfoWar. And you do that by going to the InfoWars stores and getting your Christmas products here, introducing your friends and family to the products, and you'll get some screaming discounts right now. 60% off, I see. 60% off. It's practically being given away. And another way you can do it is by representing in public, wearing the T-shirts, "Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works." I mean, be bold. If Owen Schroyer can stand on a street corner in New York with a bullhorn, if he can get arrested in Congress, the least he can do is wear a damn hat or T-shirt in public, or get an InfoWars sticker and slap it on your car. Even if it's a magnetic sticker, you can take it off, put it on. But 60% off, I mean, what can you say? The products are practically being given away. And you can introduce your friends and family to InfoWars this way. And when you buy products, you're going to get bumper stickers and other things to promote the line. So it's important. Yeah, hopefully we don't need the bulletproof vests, but you never know. Anyway, before I put my carbine away, I just do want to mention one more important thing about it. Forgot to mention, if you have a carbine and it doesn't have a sling, then you're just pretending, okay? So you've got to actually practice with these things. You've got to get out and you've got to get the gun dirty. You got to put rounds through it. And that means a good tactical swing. Doesn't have to be fancy, but the point of the sling is that it can hang like this. See, it can hang straight in front of you. So however you wear it, when you're running with it, the gun will be at the ready. Because we're not just joking around anymore. This isn't a hobby like golf, all right? There's a purpose behind the shooting sports, and it's to get us ready for anything. Earlier we mentioned the case of Mexico, where 99% of the people are just peasants and serfs because they have no power because they're disarmed. There's no such thing as free speech if you're not armed. In the UK, Tate was talking about the trans BS going on in the UK and other places. Well, in the UK, the police come to your door if you post on social media that you oppose transgender surgery for children. The police come to your door. It's no law. It's like it literally is the Department of Pre-Crime over there, where they want to just log in what you're thinking. So I guess you're like on a Roundup First list, or a pre-hate crime pre-crime list. And and it's getting that way, almost that way in the USA. I mean, you'll be kicked off of Facebook or Twitter for just posting that you're against trans for children. But in another example going the other way, I like to mention that Switzerland is a unique case because they have this, going back to William Tell and who knows when, the Swiss have been armed. All the men do reserve duty, and then they get to keep their weapons at home. They get to keep their actual select fire battle rifle at home for the rest of their life with ammo. No massacres. I know it's changing a little bit. Everywhere has changed a little bit. But something unique about the Swiss, people talk about Switzerland and they say, look, it's never been invaded. It's, got France, Germany, Italy, all around it. Never been invaded. Well, yeah, that's true. But guess what else is unique about Switzerland? They've never had a tyrant. They've never been ruled by a dictator. Imagine trying to unify the little federal cantons of Switzerland under a harsh dictatorship. Nobody would be able to survive because the dictator's minions would never be able to drive through those valleys and passes without being, shot to pieces. And that's what will happen in America if people like, Ralph Baby Killer Northam, Blackface Northam, if he gets his way and he actually tries to institute consequences for these sheriff's deputy sheriffs and I think it's actually in Culpeper County, Virginia, which was one of the Gadsden flags called the Culpeper flag. It's actually in Culpeper, Virginia today, where the sheriff has said he will deputize thousands of Virginia civilians so that they can carry firearms. I mean, folks, this is no joke. This is actually winding up to be something very, very serious potentially. And next January, on January 20th, there's going to be a mass rally in Richmond at the assembly. I'm not sure if that's the opening of the assembly. It sounds like it might be. But January 20th, 2020, you think that something big happened in Charlottesville, imagine, thousands or tens of thousands of Virginians making a refusal to register their weapons. I mean, it's going to be pretty serious. This is a real flashpoint. That's why my first novel, it starts as a false flag, which is a shooting into a stadium, with a so-called assault weapon, which leads Congress to ban all semi-automatic weapons. Just for the purposes of the novel, I wanted an incident that would speed up the narrative, the story, so that it would be compressed and not take place over years and years, like another great novel, Unintended Consequences by John Ross. Mine takes place in just a couple of weeks, so I needed an incident. But my other purpose with the stadium massacre was to show how effective false flag operations can be. And I don't know if it has had any result, but there hasn't been a stadium massacre, but there has been that Las Vegas massacre, which to me still looks extremely suspicious. I mean, there is so much about the Las Vegas shooting that just doesn't add up. And when you think about how easy it is with a weapon to conduct a false flag operation, you know, it's amazing that it hasn't happened on a scale like in my novel. And if you want to get my novels, I'll actually sign them. If you need to get the audiobook or the Kindle version, you have to go to Amazon. But, you know, directly from me, you can get my own books. But the reason that I use the false flag is I recognize throughout history it is very effective. You know, when before Germany invaded Czechoslovakia, they did a fake uniform false flag operation. I mean, it's consistent through history. It's just too tempting. And when you have a news media that's in your pocket that will run any even semi plausible story, you know, the odds of some kind of a false flag is very high. And the only thing that you need is it's got to be the shooter has to be, for example, a Trump supporter. It can't be some Antifa left wing guy. So they've got to find, you know, some lunatic that has, you know, somewhere in their past attended a Trump rally, then cultivate and weaponize a guy like that. It's going to be very easy to do. And in this superheated environment, that's one of my biggest worries, is that as the impeachment farce peters out and grinds to a halt, and the Democrats in their desperation are going to turn to stronger medicine, something to recapture the narrative and, you know, cast Trump in the worst possible light. And for me, my worst scenario is a false flag operation blamed on a Trump supporter. That's going to be just about the only lifeline that the Democrats have left, because the impeachment is winding down. It's going to go to the Senate. And the only question is, will it be a 1 week shutdown and vote, or will they have a full trial? I don't think they're going to have a full trial, because people like McConnell and Lindsey Graham, they've got too much corruption and scandal in their own pasts. Half of the GOP is just as bad as the Democrats. So I don't see that anybody wanting a deep dive in the Senate. So as this entire thing winds down, I'm looking for a serious incident like a false flag that'll be blamed on the Trump supporters. Okay, I hear the music, and I'll see you next Thursday.